I roasted her, bro.
Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, what if Black Twitter is on her side?
Yeah, of course Black Twitter is going to be on her
so
side.
She got what she wanted. Because
they're a bunch of idiots over there.
After 2 years.
They
no
constantly
matter,
cry about being oppressed.
No matter where y'all go, I'll follow FNF always. Shout out to you, bro. WFNF.
Shout out to you, man. WMO might take that big out soon. Keep going, yeah.
Medium.
And then, yeah, absolutely. Hey, yo, Fresh, I got a problem with your new girlfriend, Miss Asian Persuasion. I swear on my pup, she tried to put me in a boiling pot of water. What the fuck happened to Bros Before Hoes?
You know what's funny?
That's actually funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's watching here right now, right? She's like, hey, I watch your dog. Feels like, I'm scared of hearing
her. Oh,
man.
So many jokes could be made.
Yeah, bro.
She's with her right now?
No, she wants to watch her. I'm like, yo, listen, man. We ain't that cool. Yeah, man. Come on, man.
L dog face or whatever, yo. Did she bring up this old crap back up? Yeah, she did, bro.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
She wants clout, man.
She's
obvious.
Thirsty as hell, bro. Yo, her music page, bro. Her last song that she put out got 45k views. Nigga, our Money Mondays do better than that. An hour later.
No, bad. We wish her the best, though. You know.
You know. What the fuck, man?
Help,
our lowest, our lowest view shit does better than her shit, man.
Wish her the best.
Yo, that's fucking funny, man. Niggas try to say, oh, yo, Myra, she's more relevant than you. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Definitely not.
Because I looked at her Instagram, and she got like 4 million followers. But when you the way to tell if someone's cap, look at the Reels numbers, man.
Yeah.
No views on her shit. No engagement, man. So, whatever.
Listen, bro. Everyone fakes their numbers. So
yeah.
But
she's
there.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah, especially the music industry.
She does.
Especially, they be the biggest cappers when it comes to faking their shit.
Yeah.
Hey, only comes from below. All my Castle Club niggas are standing tall with the big homie Fresh until they bury our caskets. 6045. Cool.
Shout
we got
you,
your
bro.
Last four, my
the
friend.
The real ones know.
Avenger. I just joined Castle Club, and as soon as I saw the title and went on Reddit, I didn't realize Reddit was that bad. Like, damn, bro. Yeah, man. It's pretty, yeah. W Fresh haters may burn in hell. Yeah. And then here's the thing. I'd be in there to like, look at constructive criticism. But a lot of the times it's not even constructive. It's just like straight up, like just hate. Like this right here, like, I mean, the fact that they went ahead and tried to insinuate that this chick is an escort when she's a model in Asia and she would have been exposed for this, like,
bro,
whatever.
Family would disown her.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Remember,
like,
guys, don't forget, culture in China is so different than here.
Yeah.
Like, anything like that would get you, like, exposed and disowned from your family. So, on some level, bro.
And she comes from a very well-off family, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Her family aren't brokies.
Yeah, so.
I mean, for all my guys out here that are actually well-traveled, you know how difficult it is to get a visa as a Chinese national?
To come here? Got to show documentation.
You
got
to have a lot of money to do it, that you're not going to overstay. There's certain countries, guys, if people come here from certain countries, how do you think I knew those Ethiopian chicks came for money?
Yeah.
Like, certain countries, it's very difficult for you to get a visa. You know, the United States is absolutely biased against certain nationalities. So,
especially China, especially
Russia, these countries that are foreign,
TikTok,
that are foreign adversaries of ours. Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, but that again, I it's amazing to me. I have to even explain this shit. Like, well, Fresh Show, I was like, what the fuck?
This is why.
What the hell?
Also girls on camera that we mess with or on vlogs anymore. It's fine, though. We need to hear the niggas talk about this shit.
What else? Okay, W Fresh haters may burn in hell. All right?
Cool.
9628. Okay, y'all got a lot of shit to say about the black community, but don't say shit about Barbadians or Sudanese or Fruity Booty Arabs.
Okay.
Goku again, bro.
That's Goku? God damn it.
Goku the GOAT. That's him again.
Shout out.
I'm waiting on you on the line.
Shout out Sneeko, man.
He's one of them FBAs, probably. They bounce before Myra, put three hot ones on them. Bitches will get you killed. Bro, like, they could really put you in some bad predicaments, man. They could really put you in some really bad predicaments.
Because I know they won't do anything with her, so I mean.
Yeah, they don't even fuck with her no more, right?
Yeah. So, bro.
Bro.
Come on, man.
The niggas that were here, they don't fuck with her no more,
they
bro.
They don't be involved in that.
Yeah. They don't fuck with her no more, guys.
Yeah.
Just so y'all know. So it's like, oh, I have 15 niggas in there. Number one, it was two, and they don't fuck with you no more.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
fucking idiots, man.
Whatever, bro.
All right. What else we got?
One second.
Sneeko donated twice.
Oh, okay. W Fresh, W Designer Clothes, W Lamborghini. Shout out to Sneeko, man.
Look, this is the first one I hear.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fresh Prince CEO, I'm your biggest fan.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Sneeko, man.
Oh, speaking of which, yo, is your active income still up, bro? If it's still up, ninjas, go over there and get in there. If it's still open. I don't know if you still have it open, Sneeko. Okay. Let's go ahead and hit the
first phone
number.
Call.
Let's get a hater on. Let's get this nigga Goku on or one of these haters.
Especially
or
Reddit.
Oh, yeah. Or
please,
if you're a Reddit
please
hater.
Please, call in.
Call in.
Mo will not delete you. out of the queue.
We'll never delete them.
No, but that's their excuse. Oh, he's going to delete them. No. Mo's leave it wide open for you. So call in.
Mo never deletes
at
haters
your leisure.
Off there,
we're
bro.
Here right now, bro.
If Mo deleted haters, then how does some of y'all get through?
Excuse on Reddit. Oh, I can't call in because Mo's going to delete me. No, he won't. Trust me, he won't. He's there right now.
Yeah.
Mo, are you going to delete them?
No.
Oh, I can't even find them.
There you go.
Call in with your receipts and excuses. What do you want to say? Your allegations. We're here right now.
Also another easy way. Say it in the super chat. Or
yeah.
In the Rumble.
Say you're a hater.
Say you're a hater in the super chat.
Yeah.
So, and then I'll see you. All right, I'll put
today
it in.
Today we need a topic. We got it today. There you go, Reddit.
Although,
same topic.
Although this person donated on Streamlabs $100.
Shout out to
Don DeMarco, bro.
Don DeMarco.
For the phone line.
Okay.
So big up to you, 5140. 5140.
Yeah.
Up to you.
All right, let's
we
go.
Got you. Hear me?
Yeah.
We got you, brother.
Okay, cool. So Myron, Fresh. You guys are fucking awesome. Like, I watch your stream after I work, and I work in hedge funds, okay? And and so, like, I have my money up. I'm 30 years old. I have my money. I have my real estate. I have everything going for me. And I have a question for you. My question is I was listening to Zerka talking on one of your streams, and Zerka was like, this was, like, a while ago, but Zerka's like, why would you be with a girl comes inside of, like, why would you be with anyone that's not a virgin? So my question to you guys is, like, when you're trying to find girls, like, do you think that I should, like, what the fuck should I do? Like, I have my body. I have all that shit going for me. So my question is, like, where would you guys go to find, like, a traditional girl? I'm Catholic.
That's
going to
be tough, bro.
Yeah, especially in America.
That's going to be tough, man. That's going to be tough. I mean, you could start with places that you already go. And hopefully that way your interests will align. But to find a traditional girl in a Western society where traditions are pretty much almost gone, it's not going to be easy, bro. It's going to take you a little bit.
Look, bro, you're accomplished. You got your head on straight.
But you got time.
This is how I see it in the modern marketplace, bro. You have to understand, bro, there's a lot of, like, fish in the sea, but it's a bad fish and good fish. Now, while you're waiting for the good fish to come on your reel or your fishing rod, you have fun with the bad fish. You play around a little bit, throw them back in the water, have some fun with it. And then from that point, you kind of like, so you know what?
And make you a better detector of bad fish, too.
You can differentiate between what's good and what's bad. Now, granted, you may get some pitfalls here and there because obviously you don't want to get pregnant or whatever. So just be careful on that end. But the point is, if you wait long enough, you'll find something good eventually. Eventually.
Yeah.
So
yeah, bro, you just got to get out there and get experience. What's your lay count?
What's my what? I'm sorry.
What's your lay count?
My lay count?
How many girls
have you hooked up with? How many girls have you had 86. Sex with?
I've fucked 86 girls, but I've only had 2 girlfriends.
Well, I mean, you should understand females at this point now. I mean, you should know where they are, where they're not, you know, unless you just paid for a bunch of box or some shit, or you got most of your lays in college where there was no real, you know, real world sting. Because, like, if you run your numbers up in college, I don't really count that like that because, you know, college is what I call a training wheel environment. Not the real world. It's kind of a microcosm of the real world because you're able to get a bunch of girls simply through status and nothing else. But yeah, bro, if your lay count is truly 86 and you did it in the real world, not through paying for escorts or for college parties, you should have a pretty good grasp of female nature at this point.
Well, caller, I assume you want a family and kids, right?
Of course, yeah. I want like 3 kids or something. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to wait, my friend, because nowadays to find what you want for marriage and kids is going
to
be tough.
You got to be slow because you got a lot to lose.
Can I say one more thing or 2 more things?
Yeah,
number one, I feel like watching your podcast, there's so many fucking delusional women. It's actually fucking crazy. It's absolutely insane how these girls, they value money, but they don't bring anything to the table, dude. So, like, what the fuck? And then also
that's what you
got to
deal with.
Well, yeah, you have to deal with it. And I understand it. Like, the girl's hot. She looks like Megan Fox. And, like, Megan Fox, when she's 21, she looks like Megan Fox. I totally understand, like, providing the money and all that. But these bitches, I swear to God, they don't know what they're doing. Anyway, the last thing is that I really wish you guys the most success. And I'm really happy for you guys, even the guys in the back, too. So I wish you guys the best. And thank you for taking my call. I truly wish you guys, you know, become even greater than you are now. So
thank you so much, man. And just remember this one thing. I'll leave you with this. Hire slow, fire fast, okay? Think of yourself as a prestigious employer. Hire slow, fire fast when it comes to females. You got a lot to lose, right? Who's up next?
Yes, sir. All right, have a good day or night.
Thanks, bro. Right. Appreciate you, man.
Looks like
that's the problem with dating in the West, bro. Like,
very difficult, man.
Yeah.
Looks like it's working seamless, too.
All right. Well, what do we got?
This person says he has an issue with how we treat women.
Cool.
Let's hear it.
Is a Reddit hater or is this a...
I don't know. He just says he just said...
Yo, Reddit niggas, identify yourselves and call in.
Listen.
Today is your day.
I don't want to hear no talk on Reddit. I made two posts. I said, listen, call in show. Let's talk about everything. All of the allegations between me and Shorty, the Asian chick, let's talk about it right now. Because look, listen, I'm here. I'm not hiding.
Accusation.
We're here right now, buddy. Let's talk about it right now.
All right. Who's up next?
And also understand that I'm looking very heavily in the Rumble Rants. I'm looking in the Streamlab chats. Even if you're in Castle Club, which I doubt you're in Castle Club. But even if you're in Castle Club, put in that description when you're donating. So other than that, he says he has an issue with how we treat women. 4326, you are up. 4326, you are up. 326.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yo.
All right.
Go ahead,
hello.
Bro.
So I called in before. I told y'all I fell out to Rich Cooper. But last time I called, you wouldn't let me speak. Myra, you kept yelling over me, but I'm off that. But so I've been watching y'all chat, and I've noticed, I just think that, like, as black men, like, y'all should treat black women, like, with a little bit more respect because, like, honestly, let me ask you this, Fresh. Yo, Fresh.
I'm here, brother.
All right. Let's say we're in the club, right, and you walk up to a white woman, and she looks you in the face and says, no, thank you. I've never been with a black man before. No, thank you. How would you feel?
Okay. Move on.
Be like, okay, move on, right? Mm-hmm. Now, how would you feel if she say, nigga, I don't dabble in the dark? Like, looks you in the face and say, I don't dabble in the dark.
There's so many girls in Miami or wherever I'm at, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, okay, understandable.
No, but
listen,
I'm saying, if somebody said something racist like that to your face, how would that
The most interesting of the comment, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like the comment to your face,
yeah.
Like straight up to your face. I don't dabble in the dark.
It'd be disrespectful, of course, but I'm not going to get mad at it. It is what it is. Cool. All right, well, short of racist.
That's what I'm saying. So wouldn't you think, okay, I understand, like, y'all get on the women because they'd be like, oh, who hurt you? Like, how you say things, sometimes that does matter. Wouldn't you say that woman is coming from, like, a place of, like, hate?
All right. Number one, my friend, you're trying to conflate a girl rejecting you out of club with an obviously racist remark to the same as
That's
making a joke
did.
On a podcast. Hold on. No, they're not the same whatsoever. Us making a joke, reacting to a super chat that was sent in, by the way, okay? Remember, they asked us, are you on the dating app Black? And we've said, no, we don't dabble in the dark. And not night riders. That's not the same as being at a nightclub and telling someone right to their face, hey, I'm rejecting you because of the color of your skin. They're not the same at all, dude.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
But
you're trying to
create
two completely different scenarios.
I mean, you can make it seem like it was a joke, but you were, like, really being honest. You ever heard J. Cole say all good jokes contain true shit? Like, bro, you really don't like black women, bro. Like, the way you convey yourself, the way you talk about them, let's be real.
What? No, you don't like ratchet women.
Like, you've been rejected in your life. Like, a black woman definitely hurt you. And I hate to say that because I watch the show all the time, that last year, do hurt you thing. But it's really, man, you really come from a place of, like, somebody definitely did hurt you, bro, like a black woman.
Yo, what's interesting? You literally sound like a woman right now speaking. Like, bro, this is a female argument that you're making. Number one, okay, a preference is a preference, number one, okay? Number two. I've dated black girls. Y'all have seen some of them that have been on the show, okay? I dislike ratchet women, regardless of their skin color.
Facts.
Okay? So my thing is I don't like non-classy females that are ratchet and hood. I don't like that shit, regardless of their skin color. I don't care if they're white, Asian, whatever it is. If they talk like, period, all this other shit, I'm like, nah, man, this is a headache. That's number one. Number two, when that happened originally, right, someone sent in a super chat and we were reacting to it and making jokes, etc., okay? If you're going to take it that way and be like, oh, you just hate black women, blah, 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 that's fine, bro. But it's a joke at the end of the day, and it's not the same as the scenario that you tried to put on Fresh earlier saying, oh, yeah, well, what if a white girl at a club told you that she don't dabble in the dark, nigga? It's not the same as us making a joke on a podcast, bro.
Yo,
okay? That's ridiculous.
You keep hiding behind this joke thing, bro. Like, you clearly stated your preferences. I watched the thing you did with Andrew Schultz. You were stating your preference, and you always said
it's our preference, and it's
here.
A joke as well, because we're saying we're not on black. Ha ha ha. We don't dabble in the dark. But you've seen me with black girls, so clearly it's a joke. What are you talking about? If you see, if I say I don't dabble in the dark, and then you've seen me with black girls before, well, which one is it?
Who's seen you with a black girl?
Bro, there's photos online with Myron the black girl. He posted on his page too before.
I've never seen Myron with a black girl.
I was on a yacht with black girl. Like,
nigga.
Bro, like, what are you saying?
You bro.
No, well, listen, I don't know, bro. I just think that,
that's
like,
a problem.
Platform,
you don't
bro.
Fucking know.
See,
that's a problem. You
see,
don't know. See, this is the thing, dude. You're over here making assumptions.
Listen.
You don't know. You don't know. Every time Dollface comes in here, people make jokes, right? Because I used to see her. She's Jamaican. She black.
Yeah.
Okay?
Shout to her, by the way.
Shout out to her.
Oh,
good
cool.
girl, by the way.
She's cool.
You know, super fucking chill.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is,
yeah,
right,
man.
You know, she has an enormous amount of respect for me, and I respect her, too, because she's a good person. But my thing is, she black. Nobody says anything about that. you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, no one here is racist. Like, you're just over here saying this stupid-ass shit. It's not true. You can't sit there and say,
yo,
oh,
you
made a joke on these black women, and you don't date black women, but then you see me one, and now you want to be silent and not say nothing.
I've never seen you with a black woman. I just see how
you're
talking
about
it.
You don't know. You're talking off something you don't know.
You need to go back
okay.
to our previous
just
videos, bro.
That's the argument that people make. Oh, I got a black friend. Okay? Like, you had sex with a black girl? What does that mean? The way, what I see is how you disrespect people. You have a platform. I'm saying,
serious,
as a black man, you should treat people, you should treat your black woman more respect. Like, you got a platform.
Nigga,
people
you
want to
see us roast white and Asian girls on here, too? We roast all races. Why is the black community so like sensitive about that? I don't see
you.
We just made a dog joke on his chick. I didn't hear you say nothing about that, about her cooking
that,
dogs.
Why do you think
make
that makes it okay?
You make jokes on Russian
that
girls.
Make it okay.
You
like,
make jokes
I
on Ukrainian girls.
You
make jokes on all girls that come on here. How many
but
times have I pulled a Russian
like,
hat out when a Ukrainian's here? Like, come on, bro.
I've never really seen, though. I don't really see Indian men get up on a platform and disrespect Indian women. I don't see no other race really do this for him.
We
it
have,
nigga,
we
say,
did you come again? Bro, are you serious?
No,
time,
I'm saying,
bro.
I've
we
never
literally
seen,
just made
had
an Indian girl get up on a platform.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. I think that black people, we think it's okay to, like, disrespect and bash our own people. I'm saying I don't ever see Hispanic people do that. I don't see any people do that. I just think we think it's okay for some reason to disrespect black women. It's not okay.
Yo. You said you watched the show. Have you not seen us roast all the other races?
Bro, you lost, bro.
Come on, man. I said, it doesn't make it okay.
What? Bro, why are you watching Fresh and Fit then?
Man, go watch something else, man.
No, I really don't like
you. Why are you watching?
I watch all y'all shows, bro. It's just hard for me to just sit here.
No, you don't.
Like,
no, you don't.
I see y'all talk about
if you watch all the rest of the shows, you would see
that we roast everybody.
You would see the jokes. You would see the hats here.
I do see
actually,
it. I watch every last show.
I call Shorty Ling Ling.
How
do you not show me?
Hey, hold on.
We got Mexican.
We
got Native American. Hey, not that one. We got freaking Egyptian pharaoh type shit, nigga. Like, bro.
Yo, Malcolm Marco, bro.
We got Jamaica. We got Russia in here, bro. Come on,
yo,
man.
Remember I caught last time and I told you you were scared to debate Dr. Umar?
Bro, he's scared of us, bro.
Bro,
you
got a
come.
Viking hat?
Yeah, you got everything, bro.
A Viking guy?
Dude, the point is, bro, I get it. You're emotional about us, a black woman. But trust me, my mom's black, my sister's black. We date black girls as well. It's fine. It was a joke. You know, we make funny jokes sometimes. If you're taking it personal, bro, I don't tell you.
Bro, what are you? Look at all these hats on the fucking table. We're covering almost all seven continents. What the fuck are you talking about, bro, that we're racist to just black people? What are you talking about, bro? I pulled out these hats on different occasions.
I didn't say you were just
on
racist.
Different people,
black.
Tell your different nationalities
your,
and different backgrounds.
Tell your savior. Dr. Umar to pull up.
And here, yeah, Dr. Umar don't want to do it.
He don't
Fresh
do it.
Already talked
Although,
to him.
You
yeah,
don't
want to
debate Tariq Nasheed because you can't yell over him.
He's an L.
He's a nobody, bro.
He's an L.
What do you mean he's a nobody?
No. I said specifically.
He's not a nobody.
He is a nobody, bro. I said specifically.
No, he's not.
I said specifically. Dynamite, yeah. Yeah, I said specifically, right? I make the Arab jokes, too, on my own people. Come on, man. Yeah, I know.
Why is that okay? Isn't your mom Arabian? Why do you think that's okay? Like,
why do I think what's okay?
isn't your mom like Arabian or something? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, my family's from Japan, and I'm totally okay with making fun of my culture and my people because I'm not a bitch.
Why are you so okay with that? Like, why you get on a platform like this? Why you got demonetized? What's your issue, bro? Why is this so funny to you?
Wow.
Because I'm not
being an ass.
I have thick skin.
What?
Words don't fucking hurt me, bro. Of people making racial jokes, I think racial jokes are funny. Of
but
all races.
Well, is, though,
it's what makes us unique and also makes us interesting and makes it funny. So
but
that's what it is, bro. You're literally very soft.
It's different when you do on a platform like this.
Bro, what the hell? Nigga.
Whatever.
Yo, what? Yo, did you just come over from H3 or some shit? Like, yo, you sound like a fucking pussy.
Man,
holy shit.
Let's move on,
bro,
man.
Bro, like, why are you so soft?
We need some real hair.
Why are you
here.
So fucking sensitive? What year were you born?
Because
2001?
I just think that you're perpetuating a certain type of... Never mind. All right, just move on, bro. Because I don't think you're going to ever get it.
No, here's the other thing, too. I want to let you know. As far as, like, because you mentioned Tariq Nasheed, whatever. I said specifically, if he's going to come on, he's got to bring Dr. Umar with him. If he's going
to
come on.
No, Dr. Umar don't want to talk to you. He don't want to talk to you.
Okay, then who's scared then?
Who's scared then?
Then who's scared then?
No,
you
that's
my
stack. Tariq Nasheed will definitely debate you. Tariq Nasheed will definitely destroy you. But Umar.
See, you got to understand that there's levels to this shit. If he's going to come on and get that kind of exposure, we need something in return. He's got to bring Dr. Umar so it makes sense. Otherwise, it don't make sense. He's irrelevant, bro.
And who's better than one?
He's irrelevant. Let's keep it 1,000. He's irrelevant.
I
his YouTube channel is the same number forever.
Debate, so you're
who cares?
Setting up this ultimatum.
You gotta say.
You're setting up this ultimatum. You know Tariq Nasheed will come up there. He's going to destroy you by himself. Umar don't want to talk to you. He don't think you have no real clout. He thinks that you hate women. He don't want to talk to you because he's really trying to change black lives.
Yeah, because he's scared. Because he's scared.
He's not scared. He just don't think you're worth it. This is how you don't think Tariq Nasheed's worth it.
Nigga, we're bigger than Dr. Umar. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What
no,
the
you're
fuck?
Not. No, you're not.
He's not even
you're
on YouTube, nigga. You know, the only people that know Dr. Umar are idiots like you that are running around and call themselves FBAs. Bro, nobody knows these niggas, man.
Caller.
Like, they're not as famous as you think.
Nobody really knows you like that.
Nigga, you're calling into my show. Shut the fuck up.
I'm a
what
fan
are you talking
of
about? You
a fan.
You just
said
you watch
our
shit. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You sound like a fucking clown.
Just call her, man.
Holy fuck, man. Yo, you're a whole fucking L. You're over here defending these niggas, bro. Do you not understand outside the black community, nobody knows who the fuck these niggas are? If they leave the United States, no one knows who
outside the RP community, people don't know who you are.
Let me explain this on you. We could go international, people know who we are. When we're in Romania, people know who we were. When we're in fucking London, people know who we were. No one knows these niggas outside of the United States because they cry about American problems. They cry about slavery and Jim Crow laws and the black American and we're foundationally black. No one knows these niggas outside the United States, period, bro. We're international.
Dude, yes.
People watch us in different languages.
He does the
people
same
know who
thing
the fuck we are because we actually give real value instead of crying about racism all day. That's all these dudes do is race baiters. They cry about racism all day, how the black man's being held down in the United States. That's why people only know them in America. All right?
That's
we're
very
inter-fucking
unfair,
national.
That's so unfair to say. You know, the same thing you just said about that, right? People can sit up here and say that y'all cry about women all day. Y'all sit up here and red pill masturbate. There's a lot of things people can say about y'all, but it's not really true. That's not what Dr. Umar does.
Here's the difference. What we're talking about is felt internationally, bro. Yo, once you leave the United States, no one gives a fuck about the African American experience in America and how we're oppressed, bro.
You're
ignorant.
That's not true.
Who cares?
That's not true, bro. Dr. Umar has his passport. He travels across it. He goes to Africa. He goes to many different places. He calls himself a pan-African.
But at the end of the day, that's great. But no one cares. Like, I'm trying to explain to you that the international community doesn't care about the African-American struggle in America. They don't care. It's not a topic that the rest of the international world is concerned with, so their audience isn't going to be as big. It's a very nuanced audience of a minority of people that feel that they were wronged, okay, by the white man in America. That's who watches these niggas, bro. That's the reality. So I look at it like this. Yo, it's a big come up for both of them. So if they want to come on, both of them are come on. Not just Tariq. It don't make sense. It don't make sense.
There's black oppression in other places that Dr. Umar touches on. You're just wrong all around, but whatever.
Bro, but their arguments are mostly American-centric, bro. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah, okay, true. There are other issues that other black people deal with in other countries that he talks
about. Fantastic. But his main stances are almost always American-centric. They call themselves foundationally black Americans. It's in their title.
No. Right? No, he calls himself a pan-Africanist, but okay.
Okay, Tariq calls himself an FBA. They have different acronyms for being a nigga, whatever.
Tariq Nasheed, you're not going to debate him?
Bro, I told you already. If he could bring Dr. Umar, then it'll make sense for us to do it. But otherwise, you don't get no benefit. Otherwise, you don't get no benefit.
You sound like Ace Three, bro. You're not trying to compromise, at least. Like, come on, make something happen. If you really want to talk about this, he's going to wipe the floor with you, bro. I'm telling you, you're not really ready for this conversation. The RP stuff you got, I'll give you that. Nobody can beat you in that.
All right, man. Whatever. Man. You just embarrassed yourself on air.
These are the people
that got the most to say. No, bro, you're because I'm telling you that you're very soft. You're over here like crying about really minuscule. I don't know why you watch us.
Listen,
honestly,
bro, this is
like, I'm shocked that you actually watch us.
A single mother.
Nigga said, "Why
would
you be racial?"
I have self-respect.
Single mother, bro.
I have respect
because
for my
what?
People. Not soft.
You are soft.
No, I have respect for myself and my people. I would never get up on the platform and disrespect black women the way you do. It's just a difference. I was raised differently than you. It's not. I'm soft.
Did you not see all these hats here? Did you not see all these hats here? Did you not see all these hats here that I just showed?
I'm telling you about my people, though. It's not about a joke. I don't care what you say about a joke, bro. You got to represent your people better than this. It's not about being a joke and whatever you're saying. I'm not soft. I can take a joke, whatever. But you have a platform. People watch you, bro. People are influenced by the things you say. You think when they see us disrespect ourselves, other people think it's okay to do that, bro. That's all I'm saying. It's not a joke no more. This is real life, bro. They get up here, every black girl, they'd be like, oh, she's a tranny, oh, it's a man. Like, y'all just weird, the chat is weird, bro, and they get it from you.
So you're going to blame, okay, the chat got it from me.
Yes, they are heavily influenced by everything you say.
Bro, you're soft, bro. You're really fucking soft. The fact that you are this pressed about fucking, us making racial jokes is telling about the type of man that you are.
You represent an idea, bro. You represent an idea.
You are literally soft, bro.
All right, whatever.
And this is what I'm trying to say. Like, this is the thing. We fight back against culture like you. This fucking soft, cancel culture, sensitive, being politically correct, can't talk shit about blah, 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 like, can't make jokes. Like, bro, you are the problem. People like you are literally the problem. People like you report videos. Like, you are literally the issue.
I've never reported a video in my life.
I don't even know why you watch us, bro. We're a little too hardcore for you. I don't know why you watch us. Why don't you go watch Hassan Ali or HP or something? Well, go watch politically correct people that, you know, walk on eggshells when they make jokes and shit. I don't know why you're watching us. Real talk. This podcast isn't for everybody, bro.
I don't know what else to tell you, bro. Like, the fact as an Arab man with Arab parents, you can sit up here and disrespect yourself like this in your own people. I just think it's weird, bro. But that's my opinion. Whatever, bro. I'm soft, I guess.
You are soft. Then the whole chat saying it, too.
You'll never see a Hispanic person get up there and disrespect. Like, you've never seen a Mexican person get up here and disrespect this culture like that every day and think it's a joke. Like, no, bro. People really respect
people
who they are.
Every Hispanic on stage and makes Mexican and Hispanic
comedians
jokes.
Make jokes about their own culture, bro.
All the time, bro.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, you're a fucking bitch, man.
You're not a comedian, though. You're not a comedian.
It's the same. Wait, hold on. Do I have to be a mathematician to do math too? Do I have to be a mathematician to say 1 + 1 = 2?
Okay, bro.
That's the logic you're using. You're not a comedian, so you can't make jokes. Nigga, what?
No, but you're keep still trying to hide.
I'm not a chef. I can't cook food. You got to be a comedian to make a joke.
Can we move on, bro? I'm losing brain cells, bro.
You honestly sound like a female, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You are super pressed about
single mother,
fucking jokes, man.
Single mother made.
This is what year were you born, bro?
99.
Gen Z-er. Not surprised.
Both my parents are married, so.
Okay.
That's not the point.
You want to have
not both.
The point is that you're fucking soft, bro. You come from a politically correct era where you probably never got bullied. You never got told anything negative. You got told all this bullshit about being right and using pronouns and all this other shit, and that's how you move now, and that's why you're fucking soft. That's why we shock people like you. But, yeah, we're going to move on, bro. You're a pussy, man. Goddamn. You're a fucking pussy.
And we got to get off Twitch and Instagram.
All right, guys.
And Facebook.
Twitch, we're out of here. Come to YouTube and Rumble.
I don't know. Why is that nigga watching us?
To feel that validation. That we're black too, and we agree with him, you know. But overall, you know what? Shout out to all my black queens out there, man. Damn, bro, my Black Kings.
Yo, if any of y'all watching are sensitive like him, like, bro, go watch something else. God damn.
Might as well, bro, at this point.
Yo, you always going to get offended watching us if you get fucking pressed about some shit like that. I pulled out like 20 racist hats, man. Dude over here crying. What do we got next?
Entertainment. People don't want to sign up.
He said, this one said he about to glaze out. 0550.
Now we need some Reddit haters, man.
Glaze what?
0550.
A donut?
We have a ton of fake ones.
Right. Nigga, I'm about to glaze you, fresh nigga. Shut up.
Ow!
Okay.
Anyway.
I need
anyway,
it.
Bro. Watching for a minute, bro. I don't know why the fuck y'all kept that nigga on for so long. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest, bro. I'm part of the Gen Zers, bro, but I ain't on that bullshit. I don't know what the fuck that nigga was on, bro. But anyway, bro, fresh, bro. I want to say this shit because this shit pissed me off last after hours y'all had. First off, bro, like, bro, fuck them haters, bro. Like, fresh, bro. Without you, nigga, there is no Fresh and Fit, bro. Like, they have to say Fresh before they say Fit. Like, I be seeing in the comments, bro, that these niggas be talking about, oh, Fresh gotta go. Fresh don't add no value. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Nigga, go start your own podcast. Nigga, why the fuck is you watching? Like, these niggas be sitting here. These niggas be sitting here. Like, one of the niggas in the comments, bro, did a whole detective investigation on you and that Asian girl talking about some, oh, yeah, I seen in her story at 3 in the morning that she was getting dropped off. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you should go be working with the feds, nigga. Like, if you doing all that damn detective work, goddamn. Like, that nigga was glazing hard. I was like, bro, what the fuck is this nigga on? Like,
yo.
Anyway, bro, like, I just wanted to say, bro, like, bro, you are appreciated, my nigga. Like, fuck these niggas. These niggas are weirdos, bro. These niggas will, and I'm glad you stopped doing those IRL vlogs, bro, because them niggas, yeah, that's that weird shit, bro. Like, niggas that don't get bitches will text other niggas bitches some weird shit so that you won't have that bitch no more. Like, niggas is straight weird, bro. I swear to God.
They tried, bro. They tried. But anywhere.
Yeah.
They tried.
Yeah, that nigga's weird. But and that last nigga, bro, what I got to say about him, bro, you know, even though I'm part of the same generation and shit as him, bro, I see shit differently, bro. I've been around. I was raised by a black woman. Like, I was raised by a black woman. I've been around black women my whole fucking life, bro. But I still fucking notice. Bro, these black women are masculine as fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck what any of you niggas say. You niggas talk, and bitches will try to hit me with some, but your mom is black. Bitch, what the fuck my mom got to do with you? You and my mom are two different motherfuckers, bro. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck? Bitch, I came out of her. Bitch, I'm trying to get in you. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You funny,
like,
bro. You funny, bro.
But, like, yeah, bro. Like, whatever, bro. And another thing, bro, like, He was talking about some, I don't like how you guys disrespect black women and your own people. Nigga, okay, hold on. Let's use some logic. Okay, it's not okay to disrespect black women. Okay, that's understandable. It's not okay to disrespect any kind of woman, bro, regardless. But, nigga, black women, you talking about don't disrespect black women. Nigga, black women don't even respect us as black men, nigga. Like,
damn,
what the fuck are you talking
bro.
About? Like, nigga, they don't even respect us, nigga, talking about some, bro, black women be saying that shit all the time, oh, baby daddy ain't shit, baby daddy ain't that, niggas ain't this, niggas ain't that, bro, but you sitting here talking about some, don't disrespect black women, nigga, we don't say nothing, that's the problem, we don't say shit, we need to start saying
yeah,
shit, we need to start telling
realize...
these motherfucking horse hats to shut the fuck up, like,
this nigga, bro.
Yo, the thing is that, this is the unfortunate thing, I said this before, too, it's not that, The problem is that it's not all, but it's a very loud portion.
Yeah.
Right. The idiots are always the loudest, so it tends to.
That's who you hear.
That's who you hear. Yeah. So that's why the stereotypes exist. You know, do all black women do that dumb shit? Of course not. But a portion of them do, and that portion that does are the loud ones. They're the ones that are the musicians. They're the ones that have the platforms. They're the ones that are big on social media. They're the ones that get the attention. The quiet ones don't get attention. So no one knows what it really is. So like, there's this, you know. Inflated, I guess, idea that, oh, well, all these chicks behave this way. No, but it's just there's a loud portion that is, and they speak for everyone, unfortunately, and it makes everybody look bad. So, and this is why stereotypes exist in general. People tend to highlight the negativity and the stupidity. And the thing is with this guy is that he's just, like, caping for no reason. I don't get it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man? I totally agree, bro.
There was a time in the podcast where there's a black girl sitting right here. She did very well. Very polite, very quiet, very mannerly. She didn't give any issues at all. And I said this in a nutshell. Listen, you were great. Great. I'm glad to have you on. You're amazing. I'm glad to say that you're a black woman. They sit around with it. Oh, first calling us out, saying this and that. I'm like, bro, listen. She kept herself very well, and I just gave her a compliment. But I got mad because, oh, I'm calling her out. She did a good job, unlike other people on the panel, but it's the way it is, bro, at this point.
Can't win.
Yeah,
can't
man. Win. Yeah, this shit is
caller,
ridiculous, bro. Like,
caller, you are funny, though, bro. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, you're funny.
You're hilarious.
Hey, I appreciate it.
This one's been spamming how much he hates us.
Sure.
So
let's hear it.
Let's do it.
So if you lie to me, I'm going to cut you. 1547, 1547, you're up. 1547.
Hello, hello, what's up, what's up?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, what's up? Okay, so I'm going to give a quick background check. I'm 17 years old, and I hate you guys so much.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro, we good.
No, I'm...
Nah. 18 over. So I get you, bro.
This person said...
So I get you.
This
Holy...
This person says he has something to say.
All right.
3966, you're up. 3966, you are up.
Yo, what's good?
Yo,
hey, we got
Fresh
you.
Fit, man. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bud.
Yep, we hear you.
Hey, man, thank you guys for what you guys do, bro. I've been watching you guys for the last 3 years. Freaking badass shit, bro. Everything that I've, you know, said... Like, you guys just put it out there. You just, you know, put it out there. And I thank you guys and wish you guys the best of luck, you know. I got a question. Have you guys ever heard of, I guess it's like on in every city, but it's called, Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Yes.
Have
it's
you guys
a Facebook
ever heard
page,
that?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you, so like, I guess like, you know, I have a friend that was posting on it and he's like an emotional distress right now. And I'm telling him just like, you know, chill out. And whatever, but I guess because he has like, he's like pretty prominent in like where we live. He's just like, it's kind of like he said, like, it feels like the equivalent of like you finding out your chick has like an OnlyFans or like did OnlyFans before, like that kind of like doxing.
No,
like,
it's
how
not
do you think
like,
that,
like it's not like
yeah.
that. Your friend is probably blue pilled as fuck. Bro,
yeah.
if anything, it's a little bit of a DHV
that,
because girls, because honestly that, you know what? You know why women have to make pages like that? Because it's to protect themselves from their own hypergamous nature of picking the top guys. Think about that.
That's
they live.
No,
you see niggas with a page. Are we fucking the same bitch? No, we don't have that because men don't need, have all these requirements and filters. Women have it because they are hypergamous. So they're like, okay, since we're all hypergamous, we all typically date the same guys anyway. They put a whole bunch of guys in there that essentially are running through most of the girls in the area. So they use that almost as a way to combat their own female nature.
Also, those girls in that group chat, bro, or the Facebook group, it's a small subset, bro. And
yeah,
they, bro,
not every female.
Every girl out there is not on
but,
that.
You know, but here's the thing, though. It's, like, we're out here in Hawaii. So it's like, you're not like, you know, you can't just escape to go, like, from, like, Miami to, like, Tampa and, like, go fuck some chick over there. Like,
understandable.
You know, it's
still, bro.
It's on an island.
It's
and, like.
Let's say that was a real issue. Let's say it was a real issue. Bro, you could work past it. With some more game, some
yeah.
more, I want to say, opposition blockers, you could work past it. Now, granted, in his head is the issue, but it really isn't, bro. Honestly,
not as big of
it.
Yeah, he's sensationalizing.
Think
it
about
too.
It. If we could get laid, bro, we say the most random shit on this podcast. Go, oh, you do the podcast?
Depending on what town you're in Hawaii. If you're
yeah.
like in Honolulu, man, that's like a big city, bro.
You got it, bro.
Yeah, but there was like fucking like 20,000 chicks on that thing. It's crazy, and like the population is like what a
no,
million.
No. Remember, wait, is it Hawaii only, or is it like, for example, the regular one?
It's Hawaii only. I mean, well, so each island has their own like page, and this
okay.
was like on Oahu, and then he was like tripping out. He's like, what the fuck? Like, there's like freaking like 200 chicks like commenting. I didn't fuck that many chicks like. And they're saying, like, red flags, like, oh, run, like, all that shit. And he's like, what the fuck? And then so, like, he's going to work, right? And, like, his, like, coworkers are coming up to him. And, like, they're like, dude, are you on this page? And it's like, there's no context behind it. It's just, like, a fucking screenshot of his Tinder profile.
Bro, he's freaking out over some dumb shit, man, to be honest with you. It's not that big of a deal. If anything, it's social proof.
That's why I turned him on to you guys, you know, your guys' podcast, and it's been good for me. Like, everything you guys said, like, dude, it's true. It's all true.
Yeah, he's operating like – the thing is that he's blue-pilled, man, so he doesn't understand that, like, having pre-selection like that and social proof is actually good. He thinks that, you know, because if a girl got posted on something like that, if we had hypothetically a page like that, it would look bad. But for a man, it's not
right,
the same, bro.
Yeah.
Getting around as a guy is not the same as getting around as a female. So, you know, he's got to deprogram his blue pill mindset that, are we dating the same guy? So this is bad. Actually, what could work to his favor because of social proof. So tell him to get his panties out of a bunch. He'll be fine.
Roger that, man. Appreciate you guys, bro. It's an honor.
All right. Later. And just so y'all know, it's better for you to be on a page like that than to be fucking giving girls flowers and being a nice guy. Trust me.
On the first date.
Yeah, man. So it's fine.
Because she may even bring it up. Hey, are you on this page?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Exactly.
Cool. Like, okay.
I got good reviews. Some shit like that, right?
Make
a joke.
Funny.
Yeah.
Make it funny.
So it's really not that serious, bro. Who's up next?
This person says he's a hater.
Let's see.
It's really not that serious, though. Who's up next?
3419.
3419,
you're up.
Yeah, back.
Yo, he has the show on the back. This is the YouTube, bro.
All right, get him off. Somebody else. Yeah.
This person had donated twice.
All right.
9628, you're up.
Yo.
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 Yeah,
what's
up?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I realized all y'all my life. Like, for the past, like, 2-3 years, I was in a rough patch. I found y'all, and y'all really turned it all around for me. Y'all got me on my shit, and I'm forever grateful to y'all. You, Fresh, Mo, Bills, everybody, the whole Fresh and Fit team. Really, you, really, Myron and Chris. Myron, Chris, Mo, Fresh, y'all all like my older brothers. Like,
appreciate
my brother
that,
didn't
man.
Give me these kind of talks. So, like, hearing y'all and watching y'all, like, it gave me the answer that I was looking for. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says, bro. I will forever be in y'all corner.
Thank you, man. We appreciate
Thanks,
that greatly, man. And that's why we make the content that we make, man, for guys like you. So,
just
thank you.
Pass it forward, bro.
Yeah, just pass it forward. Share it with a friend because someone else might be in a dark spot, too, and needs it, man. Yeah. So, thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
Shout out to you,
bro,
man.
I share it with my closest friends. I say, hey, dude, if you're going through the same thing I'm going through, anything similar, these guys gave me the answers. Like, I wish you guys were around, or I wish I found you guys when I was in high school, because I could have saved myself so much trouble and so much heartache. But you can't dwell on the past. You got to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep doing my thing. I'm going to keep showing my support to the whole crew. Y'all are like family to me. I really can't thank y'all enough.
No worries, my friend. You're still young, bro, so you got time, man. Don't worry about it. And thanks for calling in.
Bro, I appreciate it. Y'all boys stay safe, man.
All right, man. We'll try.
All right, bro.
Thanks. Who's up next?
This person says he has a positive and negative critique.
Sure.
8386, you're up.
Nigga saying that Mo's only letting... Bro, what the hell? Bro, we're not...
I can't block.
You
bro, I don't even have time to block anyone, bro.
Yeah. What's up, man?
You guys... Yeah, so just real quick, I've been watching y'all's show for a little while now. My thing is, Myron, you had some really good points with these girls. The thing is, I've actually noticed that you've taken a lot of time, like a lot of patience with these people. I don't know what you've done to actually increase your patience. It shows, and I actually appreciate that because it does affect the quality of the show in a good way because you let these girls talk, and then you, like, rebuttal them with valid points and criticisms. Fresh, however, sorry to say, you trolling them, it doesn't really help the situation, especially when you're trying to, like, cut Myron's, like, interjections off. And I think that's what some of these guys are saying in YouTube and stuff, and these comments were about you not bringing value to the show. I get that there has to be humor and shit like that. Like, Chris provides humor and stuff like that, too. He trolls every now and then. It's good to joke, but I like to hear Myron, like, challenge these girls. And when you try to cut the comments short or try to move on or troll these girls, it doesn't really help. But that's just my pro and my con about it. Y'all do good work. That's all I got to say.
Okay. That's how you feel?
I mean, they say that you bring value to the show behind the scenes, Fresh. I mean, I honestly think that if there were if that were true, then maybe like have different like speakers on the show, like apart from Myron. Like Myron's good, but like I think Fresh, you kind of just sit and you don't really say a whole lot. You don't really contribute a whole lot to the conversation. Myron does. He lets the girls talk and he actually gets to know what they're trying to say and lets us actually get actual like intel.
No question,
on these
bro.
Girls
what's he supposed
think.
To do then? Like if you don't want him to troll, but then you're saying he does it. Like you're saying, should he contribute or not then? Because you're on one end, you're saying you're troll, and then the other end, you're saying he's not contributing. He doesn't say anything.
Well, that's about the same thing, isn't it? I mean, so trolling isn't providing any like feedback to the show, any actual like help to the show. So if maybe Fresh provided like the same challenge or different type of challenge that you do to the show, that would help. But trolling somebody like the previous caller was talking about, you know, when you like jokes are cool, but like when you're trolling people, it's not really helping.
Well, bro, you got to understand that like with these
the
girls, bro,
in the room,
you got to yeah,
yo,
the tension in the room, he's got to break the tension,
I was gonna
man.
Say anything, but we continue.
Good cop, bad cop.
So now
man.
I'm gonna say something. You don't understand, bro. The tension in the room whenever there's a debate. And with tension, you need to cut it on some level with some like jokes, maybe a little cut break here and there. Because if you don't, what happens? People get apprehensive, things happen. So my little like inserts here and there, I know what I'm doing. By the way, if he's speaking already, asking the questions, why am I going to do the same thing? He can do it. Is that a problem? No. It works in tandem.
Yeah, you got to,
like,
yeah,
bro, like,
man.
You got to understand the room, bro.
Yeah. It's. I know we
well,
need to look
to be clear.
I know we make it look easy, but there's a reason why you guys watch us instead of these other podcasts, bro. They're not able to effectively bounce the momentum in the room like that. That could be like really, you know, problematic. So it's I get it. Like, it kind of sucks because Fresh has a dirty job where it's like he's got to make jokes and troll to bring the tension out of the room to a degree, because I'm pretty serious with these girls about some pretty serious topics. So it's like, that's what it is. And then when you watch these other podcasts, they can't effectively do it. So it's like,
also, Money Mondays, if you watch those episodes, bro, I drop hella value in that. I talk way more, add more value cause from business side, from marketing side. So I get what you're saying, for example, looking at it from the third party, but understanding why I do it makes sense. So,
yeah. Right. I appreciate the feedback, both of you fellas. I'm not trying to tell y'all how to run y'all's podcast. Obviously, what y'all do works. I'm just saying that, you know, if you provide a lot of value on Money Mondays, then, like, maybe, like, have somebody else possibly – okay, like, I can't even say that because I'm trying to tell you how to run your shit. But I'm just saying – that I get what you're saying, Myron, about like, yeah, there's tension and stuff like that. And sometimes it's nice to cut that tension with a little bit of humor. And, but I think sometimes, I mean, when you're having debates like this, what y'all are doing, it needs to be serious. Sometimes we need to really get down to the core shit and joking about stuff in inappropriate times. Like, I feel like you gotta, with comedy, you gotta kind of have like good comedic timing. And sometimes there's not a good time for that. That's all I'm saying. But y'all can, you know, keep doing all what y'all are doing. It's good stuff, man.
That's your opinion, bro. Cool.
All right,
man.
No who's doubt. Up next?
Thank you.
This person says he's from the Reddit mob.
All right. You got a Redditor.
Let's
here.
Go.
Great.
Finally.
Took long enough.
Yo, bro. Listen, Reddit caller. I am happy you called in. What you got
to
say?
Although I'm doing this as a favor to you, so if you're not, I'm cutting you off to let people who don't.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Come on.
So.
Okay.
8897 8897.
We are here.
Reddit caller. All right.
Let's go.
Yeah. Thanks, Mo, for hooking me up on this call again. Look, I got two problems with the Fresh thing. First of all, why do you guys pretend like tricking is a bad thing? It's not tricking if you got it. Like, why is it my problem if other broke dudes don't got money and they can't buy fancy Van Cleef necklaces? Like, they freaking out about $30,000 like it's a lot of money, and you guys are sitting here denying it. Like, you should own that shit if you actually did it. I don't think that's anything to be ashamed about. Like if I spent $30,000 on my bitch, like, I'm not mad that other dudes are watching that, you know, fucking hating. Like, I'm not gonna lower my lifestyle and my girl's lifestyle because other dudes ain't got money. That shit make no
okay.
sense.
Now, what's the second thing?
Second thing.
And the second thing is that the first dude who called in talking about he fucked 86 girls and now he wants a virgin, it's like, bro, no, you don't get a virgin after you did that. You fucked 86 girls. The fuck are you talking about? You want a virgin. You're 30 years old. You sound just as delusional as the bitches you were calling out saying, they, you know, whatever he was saying. He called out, like, delusional bitches right after saying he fucked 86 girls and wants a virgin. Like, he sounds just as stupid as they do to, like, any normal person watching. It just sounds retarded. Like, he's not
male
even
Virginia,
a millionaire.
Female Virginia
you know,
are not the same, my friend. Male Virginia and female Virginia are not the same. That's number one. Number two, as far as tricking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking
like
about
that. I mean, if he's a successful guy, he can get one. He's just that he's going to have to do some work, and that's what we told him. That, like, his work is going to be cut out for him trying to find one of those girls in the West, which we explained to him. It's not going to be easy. Now, so I think if a guy works to get in a certain position, he should be able to demand what he wants to demand. But the thing is that he's got to be willing to do the work to find these girls. That's number one. So male promiscuity versus female promiscuity are not the same, my friend. You're trying to conflate the two. You should know better watching the show. Number two.
I'm not trying to conflate the two at all. I understand the difference. I'm just saying it's like delusional.
Between his partner count and what he's asking for, as if what he's asking for isn't desirable or possible. It is possible.
For his income level, it's delusional. If he's not a millionaire or makes more, delusional.
Bro,
he
works at a hedge fund and he has real estate. More than likely, he's probably close to being a millionaire, if not already there.
All right, well, then he got to save that coke for when he actually makes it. You know, that's like some girl who's 18 years old saying she wants a millionaire and she works at McDonald's.
If he works at a hedge fund and he has real estate, I know for a fact he's either close to a millionaire or already one. The average home in the United States, by the way, FYI, is around $400K.
Even so, if a bum can get a virgin, why can't he get a virgin too?
Yeah.
A bum.
We just told him it ain't going to be easy.
Yeah, it won't be easy.
We told him straight up it ain't going to be easy. He's going to have to probably do a lot of work. So
he can do it.
I don't think a guy, just because the guy has 86 bodies, doesn't mean he doesn't qualify to get a virgin, which is the argument that you're making.
She might not be where he's at.
Because that's not what women look for.
So, like, at the same time, don't you see, like, you saying, you know, you don't think that's, it's going to be hard and you got to try really hard? Like, that's the same cope that the girls tell themselves when they come on the show and they say they want a man to make a million more a year.
That's why. Because the reason why they're delusional, even more so, is because these women don't earn their sexual market value. He has to earn his sexual market value, bro. It's not the same at all. The hell?
No, but I mean, the girls down the pot are bad, though. So realistically, they could get a millionaire.
Market value is my point.
They woke up like that.
They were born with
so,
their
so like, it's even easier. So, like, it's even easier because they didn't earn it. So, it's, like, it's way harder for him, which is, I agree with you.
But it's
which
common.
Is why, like, it's like,
hold
worse
on,
for him
for sure,
to have that perception.
Dude, you're missing the economics of this. You're literally making female arguments. He's a top-tier guy. There's not many top-tier guys. There's plenty of beautiful women, though. You don't understand the difference here.
Yeah, there's plenty of beautiful women, but there's not plenty of beautiful virgin women that want a dude who's 30 years or more in the West who fucked 86 girls. Like, that's delusional.
Probably it's going to be hard for him, but the thing is that he worked to earn his sexual market value, so he could demand that, and he can go somewhere else to find them. The difference is that American women are all chasing a very small percentage of men that meet all these requirements, and they're not willing to travel to find their guy. Most American chicks stay their asses here because the richest men live in the United States typically.
And also, she'll never know his body count.
So it's different, bro.
Yeah,
wait.
Nah, I mean, to be honest, that still sounds like, you know, that still sounds like the 20-year-old saying, oh, she's going to get there one day and she is going to find the right guy. It's a slim chance, but, you know, if she just keeps on hoping and coping, she's going
to
get
you,
there.
Bro.
Yeah. He has a better chance than a 21-year-old girl looking for a millionaire. His status has a better chance, and he has to earn his sexual market value, so he's in a position where he can make those demands. He's going to have to travel for it, but he can do it. We didn't say it was going to be easy. It's going to be hard. Second thing you mentioned, it's not tricking if you got it. That's your opinion, my friend.
That's your opinion.
We tell guys on here not to trick because we know that if you pay for box, the girl's not, you're not going to get genuine burning desire. Okay, the two things cannot coexist at the same time. Burning genuine desire from a female and you paying her for sex. They cannot coexist. So if you want to pay for box and trick off, that's fine. But we just let guys know that she's not going to really like you like that. She's not going to really be genuinely interested in you and have that burning desire that you want. Okay. You're going to get starved for sex. You're going to get like, hot and cold type vibes from her a lot of the times. Like, it's very difficult for women to respect men and take them seriously that pay for sex, bro.
Also, it's weird. Her brain, when you pay for her for sex, bro, what you thinking? This nigga's weird.
Yeah.
You can't get pussy but
yeah,
but
I'm not talking about paying a girl for sex, though, and that's not the thing with the necklace. The necklace, you're just buying her a $30K necklace, like, as a gift or a present. You're not giving her directly money for just having sex with you. So, like,
it's the same thing, bro.
No, it's totally different, because, like, if you went on an escort website and paid a girl directly for sex, then that's totally different from, like, you buying a girl a Louis Vuitton, wallet or purse, because y'all are hanging out and you're having a good time and you just want it to look good.
In one situation, you're simply giving her money for sexual access. In another situation, you're rewarding her for good behavior. Completely different, my friend.
Yeah, but that's the thing that Fresh did. He bought her 30K necklace because he's rewarding her for good behavior. Like, he's not paying her.
Mr. Reddit, you have proof?
I don't need proof, bro. It's obvious.
Yeah, no. This is very important because, listen, bro, I would hate for someone to make allegations about you that are not real. Like, come on, let's be real here. Someone lied about you. Would you like it? So, where's your receipts? Just like one or
you
two.
You tell me where the receipts are. It's probably one of your credit card. What you talking about? I got the receipts.
Oh,
wait. Pull up the bank statement.
So you don't know. Hold on. So you don't know what happened,
Who's
do you?
Who's the haters on?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. I'll tell you what happened. Do you want to know what happened? What actually happened? Do you want to know?
Everybody wants to know. Everybody.
Yeah. But apparently you know everything. But do you want to hear from me what happened?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
That's what I call
She's on vacation. She's on vacation. She's an adult with money. She can buy what she wants. It's that simple. Ta-da!
Yeah, but like on the post though, there's a comment. And she says that you bought it for her, and then it was deleted. So what about that?
No. What did it say specifically? Because I created it for you right here. No.
I mean, we can go pull up Link for Girth right now and read the screenshot.
Read it right now. This is what it says in detail. So this person commented, "Y Peelson," and they said, "After that big speech Wednesday on Fresh and Fit about how Fresh Walter didn't actually pay you to date him, now you posted this? Mind you, days later. He constantly talking about Van Cleef jewelry, so we all know he bought you this stuff. Hypothetically hilarious. By the way, when I mentioned Van Cleef, it's the flower bracelet. That's what I know. That thing that she bought, I didn't even know what that is, how much it costs." So then she comments and says,
"Yeah, you do. You talk about Van Cleef all the time. And come on, we both know that the minimum for a Van Cleef necklace is like $5,000.
No. Bro, Van Cleef is the flower pendants. I don't know if you know if you know that. That's what I know about Give As. Not a bracelet like that. That's different. She says, to respond to her, "Our feeling for each other was genuine. Is there something wrong if a man loves you and buys you a gift? If a man, not me, if a man buys you a gift." She didn't say me, I bought a gift. She said, "If a man buys you a gift," responding to the girl. So to say that I did that without any proof, bro, what are you trying to say? And this is why I told her, don't respond to these idiots because they're going to take it out of context, like with anything that you say. So I was like, bro, I get it. You want to hate on Fresh? You want to hate on me? Here's the hate train. But, bro.
I'm not calling in to hate on you. I'm calling in to say that if you are tricking, you should just own it because there's nothing wrong with it.
You just said I spent $30,000 on a bracelet. Where's your proof?
Yeah, but that's not hate. Like it's not a wild thing because a bunch of brokies think that $30,000 is a lot of money.
No, so you're calling to make an allegation against me. That's not true. What is that?
That's not hate. That's me reading what the Reddit says.
It's a lie. It's a lie. So you took a lie to call in to tell me a lie to my face, which is false. Is that what you call that? Is that not hate?
I just called in because
I
just really like you guys. I just really like you guys, so I just wanted to call in. No. That's real, though.
My points
are real, though.
This is terrible, by the way. What did he say?
I mean, I got what? Am I still on?
Yeah, you're cool, bro. You called for what you said?
Oh, no, I said I just called him because I really like you guys. That's it. I just hate watching all the time.
Like, they genuinely like the show. They just want to hate to get attention, which I don't mind. When you lie about someone that is cool, that I should care about, that's super down to earth, that's when it gets fucked up. Because now you're disrespectful to her, which I don't like. Talk about me all day. I don't care.
Call me her
escort, bro. That I don't respect, bro, because that's fucked up.
So let me get this straight. You called in.
No. Hold on. Fresh, I agree with you. That was disrespectful. And also, I don't believe she's an escort. Like, obviously, looking at her Instagram, she's obviously not an escort, and it's like you believe she's an escort, you're retarded. But like my point was just saying that if you did trick, you should just own it rather than like justifying it to a bunch of dudes who can't even make $50,000 a year on
Reddit.
He's
saying he didn't even do it though. It's not about justifying it or whatever. He's saying that it never happened. Like they're just straight up lying on him. He never paid for bought a $30,000 bracelet. It's just a blatant lie.
You know what I realize? People that saw me on the stream on the boat were like, "Yo, this is not possible. There's no way Fresh could ever bag a baddie. He has to be paying for it or something." So they went digging for stuff. She posted a video of something that she bought. Cool. But then what did they do? They put it on me. because, oh, it fits the narrative that Fresh is paying for Box. Who the fuck is paying for Box, nigga? That's just weird as fuck. That's just weird as fuck. Who wants to pay for Box? It's fucking weird. Keep putting that shit on me, nigga. That's just fucking weird. Damn. Just so fucking gay. Anyhow, I digress.
So wait, you just called in basically to troll and get some attention, it sounds like, to me.
Oh, no. My points were genuine. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not targeting Fresh and coming for him. I'm making the two points that tricking isn't simping if you got it. You know, like that was a genuine point. And I just
disagree with
it.
That's your take on it, but we disagree with that.
It's simping, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we disagree with that.
Yeah, but are you disagreeing with it for optics, or are you disagreeing with it because you actually care if a girl has genuine burning desire? Because, like, genuine burning desire sounds kind of gay.
Caller, I'll break this on for you. It's simple, right? Men and women interactions. What is it? Each party wants something from the other, right? But indefinitely, if you let some person – hold on. If you get somebody too much validation up front, what happens to the other person? They become, I want to say, dependent or, for example, less attractive. So what you have to do is maintain that, I want to say, flat line of, like, for example, mediocre effort, see what someone really is towards you. And when they invest in you, then you can invest in them. That's the whole point here. So the point of tricking on somebody from the very beginning, what are you doing? You're simping.
Giving up an enormous amount of value up front lowers your own value as a man.
Which is why, by the way, I'm able to do what I do and not have to do anything, because
it fucks
again
up the seesaw of power in the relationship and the dynamics, which is why we tell guys not to trick, because when you trick, what ends up happening is the girl thinks she's better than you and she thinks she's special, because what you're effectively doing when you trick is you're telling her that her time is more important than yours, so you must compensate her monetarily for it. That's why we don't want guys tricking, because it gives girls an air of superiority over the man, when in reality it's really the man that's superior, because he's the one that has the money and the status, but he doesn't understand his value. And that's why I always say the most dangerous thing for a woman is a guy that knows his value. Guys that know their value don't trick off on women, because they understand that pussy's not that expensive.
Also, the biggest thing is you don't get respect. The problem with dating somebody seriously, especially somebody you care about, what a respect, it means nothing. So if you get somebody up front, all this validation up front, what's respect?
There's no way they can respect
you,
bro.
They can't respect you. Which is why on the show, she's like, wow, people are saying this thing. She's so mad because, like, in China, the culture is basically like, you work hard, you get married and have kids. So for someone to call her escort like that, bro, it's fucked up, because she's like, yo, she's not even from here. It's just crazy, bro. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's get hit the next. So that was a okay. Right, let's get another Reddit hater on. Y'all are funny, man. Y'all are funny, man.
At least this is a good topic today. Rose Fresh Day. Yeah. Well, try to Rose Fresh.
That's every day.
Yeah. This pretty much.
Yeah.
This person. Shout out to the haters. This person said, "FNF is a bad influence."
Sure.
0839, you're up.
What's up, man?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep. Yo.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you guys are a pretty bad influence for, like, youth in society compared to, like, the Andrew Tates of the world.
Okay.
For example, how Andrew Tate's not really talking to you guys anymore.
Okay.
Is that all you got?
No, just in general that, you know, you guys aren't really practicing, like, stoicism, if that makes sense. You guys aren't very, like, chivalrous at all. Like, I do see the value that you guys put in the show, for sure. All the credit card stuff, all the financial things. But I think that one thing you guys don't really teach is to kind of be, like, the gentleman and to treat people with more respect.
What do you mean by that?
Give us an example.
Like, yeah, what do you mean by that? Because, I mean, we did a whole
I feel like when we teach a youth, you know, like, for example, a close friend of yours, like Smiko, you know, when he had the little interview with the kids went up to him and they're just saying, oh, women suck, woman this, woman that. And of course, that's not your guys' fault directly, per se. But what I would like to say is that the implications are that you really are kind of affecting the youth in a way where, oh, red pill rage. Like, for example, my little brother, he's like 12 years old. He saw some of your content. And I agree with some of your stuff. You know, maybe he should be above the age of 18 before he watches you guys. But he's like, oh, women suck for this, women suck for that. You know what I mean? And I think maybe just to put a little more respect into it, that they would be able to kind of practice some stoicism and be more gentlemanlike. But everything else that you guys do is great. It's literally just the fact that maybe just putting that pretty high, I guess you can say.
We don't market our content to kids.
At all.
It's not our jobs to be parents. It's our jobs to provide information.
I completely agree with you.
So then why are you criticizing and saying that, we're not – you said that we're bad for society or we're not – we're negative.
I would say the only bad thing for society is even for 18-year-old. And 18-year-old, you know, as you guys know, can be extremely influenceable as well. You know, 18 between 21 –
so what's
kids are
what's
kind
our,
of, you know,
you're,
ones that don't have
like, you're saying that we're not respectful. Please explain that. Like, what do you mean by that?
I see that you're respectful with your guest, like, occasionally, but
what?
Maybe just you know how Andrew Tate had this whole rebrand, right? Once he was caught, indicted, and went to prison, and all that stuff. Do you remember how he now addresses and talks a particular way? I'm just surprised that you guys haven't done that either. Kind of cut back on the comedy and take the show a little more serious.
Does Andrew Tate have eight girls on every single night and debate them in certain topics that are politically incorrect, etc.?
No, he doesn't.
Then shut the fuck up. You're comparing apples to oranges. We're not the same. Okay? And then on top of that,
you also got to be entertaining.
You got to be entertaining. You also got to debate their points, etc. And I'm very respectful to the women on the panel. We have our debates. Unless they start being retarded and hurting the quiet of the show or being disrespectful or rambunctious the way that they do. You can't compare you can't compare me to guys that aren't sitting here debating with women 3-4 times a fucking week for 2-3 hours per time. It's very easy to maintain composure and be stoic when you're not debating delusional fucking females 3-4 times a week, bro.
Okay, I 100% get what you're saying, and I'm coming to you in a respectful way. I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all.
What I'm trying to say is retarded,
for example, like what you just said.
I understand that.
Yeah, you can.
But if you're gonna make a claim that we're bad for the culture or whatever it is, then compare apples to apples. They'll compare apples to oranges. We don't make the same type of content. And just so you fucking know, I was talking to Andrew yesterday, so we do talk. Okay, we're on good terms. We're going to Europe, probably going to see him. So I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Like, and this is another example of guys trying to, you know, try to drive a wedge in between and start some issues and everything else like that. We're not the same. We're two different individuals and we make two different types of content. We agree on 99% of stuff, but we're not the same in how we make our content. You know, obviously Andrew is very well spoken, articulate, is able to get his points across, etc. But you know, when he sits there and he does an interview with like a Candace Owens or a Pierce Morgan, et cetera, that's not the same as debating a bunch of delusional weftots, bro. Watch my one-on-one interviews. They're the same way. They're pretty well put together and articulate as well when I'm not debating bimbos and trying to make a point. So if you're going to judge our stuff and say, oh, you guys are very negative and bad for the culture, compare our interviews. Compare the same things. Don't compare me debating delusional girls on a panel that are ratchet as fuck where I have to get some semblance of order, right, and deal with the fuckery. Real time live to sit down recorded interviews. It's not the same, dude.
Okay. I mean, I definitely agree with that. I have seen your one-on-one videos and you do seem to be more respectful. I do get what you're saying in general.
It's easy to do when you're not talking.
I mean, maybe I'm talking more about
peers
like Sneeko and things like that, that you guys are all together in a way. But I mean, that's my fault for not bringing that up directly. But I do think you guys are a positive influence overall. Money Mondays, you know, all the credit financial stuff. You guys definitely helped them for sure. I'm just talking about the stoicism and respectfulness.
Are we good now?
He's saying that we're not stoic enough, but he doesn't understand that stoicism is boring and no one cares.
I agree. For sure.
All right, do what you do, bro.
We're passionate about what we do, bro. Yeah. And then the other thing, too, also, like I said, being stoic all the time is boring. People are not going to want to watch. Dude.
Very boring.
You got to understand that there's got to be an entertainment element as well.
Animated, rant, go crazy.
And if you watch the pod and I debate these girls, you'll see that I'm very stoic in the beginning until they start being ridiculous. It's been 2-3 hours in. Now I'm just got to be like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I did have a lot of other topics. You probably don't want to hear them, issues with my lady, things like that. But thank you.
All right, man.
All right. Wait, so...
issues with the ladies because you're probably too
stoic. You call in...
She's probably too stoic.
Saying that we're bad for the... environment or the people, but then you still watch us for information about your girl. I don't get it, bro.
Yeah,
listen, bro.
It's fine. I don't know why they always got to compare
us to Andrew. This is why content
Did we make
creation
different content, man?
Looks
make
easy. It looks simple. It looks like, oh, I could do this. Bro, we actually do it, understand the nuance behind it.
Yeah.
It's not the same, bro.
Not at all. All right, who's up next?
This person says he has a point of contention with you, Myron.
Sure.
Hey, what about me, man? Bro, yo, Reddit.
Hey, you had your fun, man.
They didn't call
it,
bro.
With the bracelet, man.
I ain't gonna lie, they didn't even donate, bro. I'm just being generous, so.
Okay.
But
what did you got to say?
0091, you're up. 0091, you're up.
What's up, caller? Yo, let's bring one that didn't donate.
What's up, everybody? What up? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
What's your critique?
Chilling, bro. Hey, Mo, I appreciate you, though. Much love, man. I appreciate you. Hey, I have a real question, bro. I'm a big fan of the show. I appreciate everything y'all been doing. I'm just really confused because I saw a picture today of you, you know, with some guy in a bed with a pillow, another guy kissing your cheek, and it's very confusing to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, bro.
See?
Yeah, okay. I
wanted to address it, bro, because I respect her.
I've already addressed this a million times. That photo, okay, I was on a training trip in Florida when I was on the rowing team. All right, those are all my teammates. They fucking jumped in there. They jumped. Well, we used to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to train. So they came in. They rushed the room while we were before practice, woke my ass up, and that's when that picture was taken. Okay, this is what happens when you're in sports teams and you travel, et cetera. I was Division I athlete in college. So that's when that picture was taken. As you can see, I'm just like, bro, get off me. Like, I'm in bed like this, like, get off me. He's hugging me, whatever. It's like fucking around, horsing around, dude. It is what it is. But, yeah, that's how that photo was taken. They literally rushed the fucking room, woke my ass up at 5, and then they took that photo.
I'm curious, just for everyone's sake here, if Myron was actually gay, you don't think all the dames that were exposing him from girls talking shit to yada yada.
Some gay dudes would have been exposing him by now.
He would have been exposed.
Hey,
months
nah.
ago,
hey.
Right?
You're using photos of me from 12, 13 years ago when I was an athlete, and it's out of context and people like they don't understand where it's coming from. Oh, yo, he's in bed with you. Nigga, they rushed into the room and jumped in and took the picture because they knew I was going to be uncomfortable.
But this is why people, without context, can misjudge you from a clip, a picture, or a comment.
Hey, I'm with it, bro. I understand that, and I appreciate you for, you know, clearing it up. Trust me, I'm an athlete. You know, I know Mo from back in the day. I'm a big fan, like I said, bro, and I appreciate you for clearing that up, and I want everybody to be clear with that as well, bro, because it can cause confusion for people who don't get it, bro. And I get it, bro, and I respect y'all, and much love, bro.
Let me ask you this real fast.
Go ahead.
If you actually went ahead and attacked a gay person, what do you think would happen?
Who, me?
Not you, but like in general, if someone was to actually get on and start making a bunch of homophobic rants and talk shit about gay people, what would happen?
Yeah, I know. I know it can't be handled in any type of way now.
No. What would happen to the person that made those comments? They'd get canceled, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So if I was actually gay, wouldn't it be stupid for people to go ahead and make comments about me being gay? And criticize being homosexual?
Hey, to be clear, I never thought you were gay, bro.
I just want you to use common sense. You're taking everything I'm saying and attributing it back to yourself. I'm just giving you an example. If I was actually homosexual, right, people wouldn't dare say the things that they say about me because they would get canceled. They only call you gay when you're not really gay. That's my point.
Okay.
Because if you actually are gay, that's the dumbest thing you could do is attack a gay person. Because you will get canceled by the fucking mob for that shit.
Big facts.
And the fact that these people that call me gay, right? They call me gay, they make these comments, whatever. Which, by the way, they always say that whenever they can't refute your arguments. Okay? If I was actually gay, they would have been canceled. But the reason why they feel comfortable saying that shit is because they know that I am not gay and they won't get canceled for doing so.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate your answer, Myron. Like I said, bro, I respect the show a lot. I watch you guys. It's very entertaining.
Or whatever, and go ahead and run with that narrative because they know I'm not going to get canceled for this because he's not really homosexual.
Also, they did the same thing to academics too as well.
Yeah.
6ix9ine.
That's what they do, bro. Like, this is the common tactic. They did it to Kevin Samuels. They do it to, what's it called? To academics, like you said. They do it to anybody a lot of the time.
Well, you know why?
They said Andrew Tate was gay too.
They
like, bro, that's just what they do.
Your argument
yeah.
saying that you're gay.
Yeah.
Come
but
on,
the
man.
Reality is, if you're really gay,
man.
They would never dare call you gay if you actually are gay.
I promise you, someone would have exposed you by now. I guarantee.
Yeah.
For clout, too.
But anyway, bro, no, thanks for calling in. Yeah, but
hey,
that's the clarification.
I appreciate you guys, man. Hey, Mo, I love you, bro. Appreciate y'all, bro. Much love, man.
All right. Who's up next?
You use logic. It's a powerful move.
Yeah.
This person. Oh, actually, because this had just came in. I hope you're still online.
We need some real haters, man. We need some actual niggas in Reddit that's talking shit, bro.
Well, actually, before that, this person donated $100.
Shout out to you, bro.
On Streamlabs. So 7715, you're up. 7715, you're up.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. You guys have helped me out so much in my life. I found you guys in a rough patch in my life. I was more or less getting out of the military, and I'm 34 years old, and I found you guys out through How to Beast. I got to give a shout out to him.
Okay, cool.
And I separated from a single mom I was actually engaged to, and I'm no longer with her. And also, I'm going back to school and bettering myself because of you guys. I just wanted to let you guys know and give you a shout out. And fuck all the haters. So.
Hey, man, appreciate that, bro. And I'm glad that you're still here with us and you got out of that shitty situation, bro. I know it probably hurt to rip the Band-Aid off, but that was a good move because I'm telling you, man, single moms long-term will set you up for failure. So experience a little bit of pain now to avoid a lot more pain later. So you did a good job. You really made a smart move.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And you guys provide so much great content. Thank you again.
Thank you, brother.
I got you, brother.
All right. Who's up next?
This person donated saying that he has a contention for Fresh.
Is this a Reddit hater?
I don't know, but
please be. Why are the Reddit guys not identifying themselves, man?
Because they're scared.
Say you're a Reddit hater and give us your username on Reddit.
Bro, they just posted, oh, man, you know what? Who cares about Fresh anyway? Nigga, you do care. Post about me every day, basically. So call in.
Yeah.
We're here right now.
Yeah, like, call them out. What's their usernames on there?
Oh, yeah. You know
what? Tell me how niggas, man.
Even
call
better.
Call their usernames out.
Listen,
call into the show, man.
We got a bunch here. Hold up.
Let's see what happens. They always want to talk behind the keyboard. Go ahead and call into the show. These are some of your fucking usernames here. I don't even know.
We got who the folks.
Who the folks?
Who the folks?
Okay. Who are the folks?
We got as well. One sec here. We got a bunch, by the way.
Okay. Who's on? Just get this guy on the line, Mo. Go ahead.
Okay, Orchid.
Okay, Orchid. Who are the folks?
Let's see. We got Eventual Warlord.
Eventual Warlord.
Call in, bro.
And
yeah,
also,
you three.
And also, by the way, I was telling Bills to show Sneakles Rumble Rant. They was trying to say, I was saying, yo, show it. Not just for Myron or Fresh, for the show.
Gotcha.
So. All
right, who's this person on?
Let's go.
So 6487, 6487.
Yo.
You are up 6487.
I'll tell y'all this. Ain't nobody else going to fucking give a platform to haters to call in. We're doing that for y'all and do it live, too. Most people don't have the balls to do this. Yeah, who's up?
6487.
Yeah,
you're a hater, right? Go ahead. What's up? Are you a Reddit hater?
Yeah, go ahead. No, dog. Nothing like that. I'm actually a big fan of the show, but I do have some contentions with how precious mannerisms towards people are, for example. Like, more in particular, the academic.
All right, what's your criticism?
Yeah,
go ahead, bro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, is there a line you draw for, like, loyalty and stuff like that? For example, like, there's certain things I can imagine that if a man does to another man, you typically would want to cut them off. Like, I'm talking about when Fresh, an academic, had that stream going on where they're addressing the thing that happened in the lobby of your building and stuff like that. And I'm going to be honest with you. Academic disrespected the fuck out of you, Fresh. Like, the level of disrespect he did to you, if you have friends like that, you really don't even need enemies, to be honest with you. Like, he's out here trying to beat his chest like a gorilla and be like, he's big dog and you little dog. Like, when he recorded you and Miranda together, he acted like that wasn't a transgression at all. But when you did it back to him, this nigga want to have a bitch-ass attitude. He want to stick this nigga, Ray, Tory Lanez, his manager on you, and use him as a proxy to shit-talk you directly to your face. And you sat there almost, you apologized, and I'm like, why? Stand on business. This nigga's a 5'7 Jamaican fat nigga talking mean shit, acting like he's a man, and he's a certified trick. Like, I just can't understand why you would let that slide like that. There had to be conversations, like, on the back end for you to even be letting shit like that be, like, even appropriate. Unless that was, like, a collaboration, you just said, we're doing this for content, then maybe I can understand that. But that shit was out of pocket. Yeah, can you hear me?
So, yeah. I hear you, caller. So about that, understand that, like, I don't need to look the best. I don't care about looking like the stud on camera. Right. I don't care about looking like that guy. All I care about is my friends that I respect me. Now, ultimately, right. that did happen, and you were correct. It was a little bit of a dig at me, but I really don't care because it wasn't even that serious. Right. To be honest with you, I understand academics very well, right? And
right.
I'm not saying he's like bad, but like he's not us, you know. So I don't look at him in the same way I look at, for example, Myron. So it's more like I understand who he is as a person. I understand what he's about. I'll take it personal. Hey, you want to dig at me, bro?
Okay.
I'll live my life. Granted, though, you were right. It was very disrespectful. But to me, it was like, you know what? Is it worth cutting this relationship off? No. Because at the end of the day, shorty's cool. Right. Like, but like every other girl, bro, it's just another girl. It's not like crazy. So ultimately, it happened, you know. But guess what? Karma's a bitch.
It was a girl acting crazy.
It is.
No. It's when you recorded me and Miranda downstairs, right?
But she's cool, by the way. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to.
Hold on. Granted, right? It was fucked up. But guess what happened? Way worse happened to him. Now, I can shit on him too, but for what, bro? At the end of the day, man, God will humble you. Like, I don't care who you are, bro.
Right.
Cocky, arrogant. God's going to humble you. That's why, listen, bro.
No, that's how life turns around. That's how life happens, yeah.
I don't get mad, because guess what? It's not my job to make them feel bad. They're going to feel bad anyway from their actions alone. So I took it for what it is. I moved on, and that was it. Now, granted, I lost a friend because I feel like academics was a friend to me in a way of, for example, sharing content, you know, letting me meet people that are very important. So in that way, I think I lost a friend. But other than that, bro, I mean, tomatoes, tomatoes. Listen, he's living his life. I'm living my life. At the end of the day, bro, he's a grown man. He said some things about me. Cool. But now that he's down, why would I kick him when he's down, you know? So...
No, I understand that. Like I said first, like, you are a better man than me, because I'm going to be honest, that type of shit, I would knock someone's teeth out their mouth. You're going to be my – I wouldn't even do an associate like that, try to downplay it, even though he's on your podcast. And at that time, your podcast is doing better views than him. And also, Myron, he threw a slick shot on you, too, as well. I don't know if you peeped that when you left the show. And you're like, this big act, you can lie to Myron, but you can't lie to me, as if he's trying to act like he a different breed than you are. That shit was out of pocket. This nigga tried to hold frame on your podcast and take over that shit. And he made the guests so fucking uncomfortable. What was it, Mike Rashid and fucking, Brandon Carter? He made them have to cross their, they had a passive disposition because he's fucking up the dynamic of the show. And one more thing about that, Fresh, I understand that maybe that was a content moment, but you should be like, you need to chill the fuck out, because that Colombian girl was lighting his ass up, killed his ass with one-liners, lighting his dumb ass up, and his ass a stutter, nigga out here trying to make a mixtape or some shit. That whole, situation was just out of pocket, bro. I'm like, Lordy, you are not that nigga, bro.
Where Ack was wilding out, and he was mad at the girl. Remember when he went crazy?
That's when you left Myron. That's when you left Myron. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
I
didn't
took your seat.
I'm trying to really remember this.
Yeah, that shit. He threw a slick shot at you, and that was wild. That in itself, that's the type of shit. He can't come back for type of shit like that. That was some out-of-pocket shit.
To be fair, it was a heated engagement, and it went, I guess, Henny and him, bro, that's just how he acts, bro. He's a big act. Which is understandable.
Yeah. You're good.
All right.
All right, no, bro, I can't lie. That Colombian girl was killing his dumb ass. Good. Also,
all right.
One more thing for Myron. I can make this quick, please. One more thing for Myron, please.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Also, when you have that conversation about if white people can be racist to, like, if anyone can be racist to white people and stuff like that, I think y'all confuse the terms, for example. Like, when you keep letting these girls use the systemic racism term instead of just using the base term racism, which is a social term, for example. Y'all keep arguing under, like, systemic racism framework, and that's not what was the topic at hand. They kept, like, talking about power structures and shit. That's systemic racism. That's not the base term racism, and you were entertaining that instead of just looking up the definition. And then if you want to build off that argument and then talk about how black people can make it in this country, then that's the better framework, in my two-cent opinion. Like I said, I'm just a viewer and just giving my two cents on that one, because you went on a whole rabbit hole with these broads on the podcast for no reason, just because y'all are missing the terms. Y'all are using the wrong terms. But yeah, that's it, though. That's my only contention.
I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused.
You went a bit faster, but he's saying we could have averted a whole conversation by just saying specific words.
We're using the wrong terms, for example.
If they were saying that black people could be racist, and I was like, yes, they can. That was the argument.
No, I understand that, but y'all kept using systemic racism. Y'all kept, like, the girls kept talking about power structure. Like, I had a comment under the video, and everyone else peeped it, and they was like, yeah, they're using the wrong terms, because there's three different types of racism. You have systematic, systemic, and then social racism, or just racism. And y'all were arguing more on the systemic racism. That's why you're talking about there's no systems that hold black people back, but that's not the main topic at hand. It's about social racism, not about systemic, which would be the system you're talking about. No system hold black people back. That was the front you were arguing under, which was the wrong one.
Racism is racism, no matter how you want to, you know, spin it. In any, whenever there's a discrimination or differential treatment based on the color of your skin, it's racism. Period. So what we're saying is that everyone can be racist.
I agree with your conclusions. Absolutely, man. Like I said, I'm a big fan. I'm gonna let it go because I know I have a lot of people online. I appreciate y'all hearing me out.
Thanks, bro.
Take care of y'all.
Yo, we got in Reddit. Reconstruction 123 is another name. We got Project Tim Billy talking shit. We got Who the Folks again talking shit.
So Who the Folks? Project Tim Billy.
Eventual Warlord.
Yeah, okay. Are any of these people gonna call in?
I doubt.
Are they
Untitled Project MP4.
Damn,
Fresh
calling y'all ninjas out, man.
The Best Guay. Bro, we're here right now, chilling. Yo, Mo. Bro.
Prospective goes, how do I get online to speak? And that's donate $100. We got you, bro.
No money. Reddit only.
Well, if any of those people are going to call in, but
survey.
I don't think they are.
Okay, survey 2611. Listen, bro, like, this thing, right? Like,
you calling them out, man.
I get it. Hate on me. But don't involve her, bro. That's fucked up, man. And they make a fake profile? That's fucked up, bro.
Let's see if they call in.
I just wonder, right? If someone was talking shit with somebody that you cared about, that you cool with, and you know it was a lie, would you defend them?
Of course. Of course. I mean, it's just weird. It's that, you know, they went to that extent. I mean, and then also, like I said, a little bit of deductive problem solving. Like, if you're a model, right, and you won like a
catfish
pageant and shit
all day,
people are going to use your photos a lot. And I'm surprised that like the audience doesn't like understand that, like, oh, well, hold on, she's on a escort website, the age is off, you know, you do a little bit of,
and
you know, constructive.
Just come to America, you got to be well off. Why is she going to go do that? Or she gets, it's like, yeah. Oh, like, she's good.
Yeah, her family's rich. Nice.
Y'all niggas, man. Come up with some better arguments, bro. Something.
All right. So yeah, we gave the Reddit name. So if some of those haters want to call in, bro, call in, man. I mean, this is an opportunity for y'all. It got the phone lines open, but until then, I guess we can hit some of these chats.
Hold on.
We got one?
We got one in the line right now. He says he's from the Reddit mob.
What's his username?
It's Reddit Goat. I don't know.
Let him say it
sit on air. All right, call him in. Bring him in.
All right. 6234, you're up. 6234, you are up. So you can stop spamming. I got you. A Project Tim Billy. 6234.
Yeah.
We got you.
What's your username on Reddit?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, it's Reddit Go.
Nah.
Reddit Go, can y'all hear me?
No, your actual username.
I have a few things I need to address.
Well, hold on.
No,
we
need
to know who you are first. What is your username on Reddit?
It's Reddit Go.
Reddit
Go here.
Project Tim Billy right here. I think he capping.
Okay, it says Project.
Yeah, me, I'm ready to go.
He's saying it's Project Billy though on the chat.
All right, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
All right, so I have a few things I need to address, and one of them being like, on Fresh's. I was just scrolling through like Fresh's YouTube channel, and I was just watching like his gold digger planks, and I noticed that, bro, them shits are fake, bro. You know it too, Fresh.
I said that.
He admitted it was
fake. I said it was fake, bro.
He's admitted several times that it's fake.
All right. Okay. I was just asking.
Yo, L Reddit in the chat, bro. Yo, nigga.
I was just asking. Another thing that I have to address is like,
bro. Just literally did talk about it several times and said, yo, do prank channels, to do pranks. It's tough, and you got to stage your shit. He literally admitted it. Like, day one.
Wait, listen. The people
Roman
out. They don't talk about nothing.
YouTube, like, bro.
They're straight random. They're bums.
What?
They're bums.
Who's bums?
Okay, wait. And listen, the people you guys bring are random. Okay. How do y'all want to, like, grow your channel when you guys are not, like, doing any, like, promotions
arguments
with, like, big streamers and all that?
Okay, hold on. Number one, you. So will you concede that you were incorrect about the faking thing first?
Wait, so
So Fred, okay, so Fred's videos were real. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh,
He said it from the beginning that they weren't real.
Oh, Reddit, bro.
Okay.
Yo,
okay.
Better, man.
I was just wondering. I was just asking because, like, I didn't know. I just seen the video, and I was just curious.
See,
know,
this is why, bro, since day one you said that shit. Since day one.
What else, bro? What else?
All right. Another thing, and this is not for any of you guys, but this is for Mo. This is for Big Mo specifically.
No,
like,
hold on.
Big Mo, I know you're a chill guy.
About us and guests? Go ahead. You said we bring on no names? What are you talking
about? Oh, yeah, about the guests. Yeah, about the guests. Yeah. You guys, like, bring, like, straight randoms. And I'm pretty sure, like, if you ask 90% of the chat right now, if the people you guys bring are, like, if they actually like, mess with them and they fuck
the
with
randoms?
Them.
Who's the random?
All of them, 90% of them will say no. You guys bring like
who's
the same
random?
Random people.
Who's the randoms?
Okay, I don't really know their names. I don't pay attention. But like I've seen some
no,
black
no,
bald dude on the show
about,
like
nigga.
10 times. You bring the same
like,
bald black
they've
dude on the show 10 times.
Who are
they? He's just there.
About?
And y'all
you
be just bringing like straight. Y'all be just bringing like straight
about?
Random niggas. Like
who are you talking
I don't
about?
Even know who they are, bro. Like they don't even do anything. They just look like they're like reptilians and shit. Like. Those niggas don't even look real.
Yo, who are you talking about, bro? Who are you talking about?
But, bro, look, I don't know their names specifically because of how unknown they are. But
all right, bro.
So look,
so
hey, no. I'm about all to right. cook your ass right now. I'm about to literally cook your dumb ass right fucking now.
All right,
we bring
all right,
on
we
a
want to see. We
like,
want to see.
No, because you're a fucking idiot, and I'm going to tell you why you're an idiot. First, you come in and you say, "Yo, your pranks are fake." Number one, we've admitted that since the beginning of this fucking podcast since 2020.
Okay,
that those
okay. Well, listen.
That's number one.
Listen,
okay?
I'll
let you talk and you couldn't fucking substantiate your argument. So now I'm going to cook you because I got a legit Reddit fucking hater here about to make you look like a fucking dumbass. Send you back to the fucking forums where you belong, nigga. Number one, we already told you that the shit was staged. Fresh has been honest about that since day fucking one.
Okay,
he said
nigga.
That those were pranks and they were staged, and he said that,
yeah.
All the big pranksters do it. I did it too. I'm no different. They were all staged. He admitted that shit. Number two,
okay,
we bring on
okay,
no names.
Can I respond to that?
Shut the fuck up and let me finish this shit because I let your dumb ass talk. When I asked you questions, you couldn't fucking answer them. So let me answer them for you, okay? Number two, we bring on no names, etc. Okay, I bring on someone like Emmanuel Hanselman, who no one knows, but he's a fucking scientist and a researcher that a lot of big YouTubers actually go ahead and quote and take his information. So I say, you know what, let me go to the source and bring him, who's a direct person, okay? A lot of people that provide fantastic content might not necessarily be known, and it's my job to give you guys the put on and let you guys learn from the direct source. Number two, we do bring on big streamers. We got Neon in here. We have fucking Jack Doherty in here. We have Sneeko in here. We've collabed with Andrew Tate. We brought in comedians like Michael Blackson. We bring famous people on, and we bring people on that might not necessarily be as famous if they could provide an enormous amount of value back, okay? Teach you guys how to make money. Teach you guys how to be successful, etc., okay? So you want to say, oh, you bring randoms, whatever. We bring people that are clouded up too.
Yeah.
But you got to understand that different people want different things because our audience is very wide. Some people want to learn how to make money. Some people want to go ahead and get fitness. Some people want to get some entertainment. So those people that want entertainment will watch Jack Doherty and a Neon. Some other people that want to get in shape will go ahead and watch Emmanuel Hanselman. Some other people that want to learn how to make money, they might watch a Brandon Carter who's a little bit more famous. Or they might want to watch the Amazon FBA guy that we brought in. KT Hustles. Okay, but our point is that Let me finish my point. Our content is diversified, and for us to hit all aspects of what we provide as far as diversified content, we need to bring people in from different walks of life that may or may not have an audience. But if they don't have an audience, but they provide an enormous amount of value,
moving
like Menno's episode, for example,
who's
a fucking scientist and fitness, more qualified than any other fucking fitness YouTuber on here because he's the one actually doing these lab tests, then we're going to bring somebody like that on, bro. You might not know about them because you're low IQ and stupid, but that doesn't mean that everyone else doesn't have to know about them.
Hold on. You said that your content is diversified, which isn't like fully true. You guys do not bring on people that talk about industries and Hollywood stuff. It's always like the same idea about Red Pill. And
yes, we do.
Yes, it is. All right, name five people. Name five people
when
they talk about industries and Red Pill and all.
Actors. And a protest.
Nigga, Michael Blackson came on and we had a whole discussion
about
on actors being on strike. The
comedy
situation.
What are
you
talking about?
Was there anyone that had talked about secret societies or any of that?
Yes, Zerka did. Not in detail, but he brought it up. Okay.
Zerka never did that. Zerka never talked about any of secret societies.
Yes, he did, bro.
He brought it up, bro. And also, look at Rumble.
When did he bring it up? When?
Nigga, there's been many streams, bro.
There's been many streams that we did with Zerf.
Okay, so maybe he brought up, maybe he brought up a few points, but they never did it. You guys never dedicated a full stream about it.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. You're calling in here right now to bitch because we're not talking about secret societies? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Hollywood gets exposed, and that's one thing y'all don't even do. Y'all don't address that.
So hold on. Do you want me to prioritize exposing Hollywood over helping guys get in shape, make money, become successful, get their credit score up, how to invest in real estate? You want us to prioritize exposing Hollywood?
Ryan Dawson.
Did you get touched by
what? What I'm saying is that 90% of your content is based on the red pill, or 90, not even 90, like 95. You guys don't talk about pedophilia, child trafficking, or any of the other important stuff. Your whole channel is based on the same thing.
I watched Fed Reacts, you fucking moron. I did an entire episode on Jeffrey Epstein. Go to our Rumble.
I watched
Fed Reacts.
It's not even exposed.
Yeah.
It's not even.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
You're not going to go down this road. You're going to shut the fuck up and listen, because everything that you've said, I'm able to refute. You said we don't talk about pedophilia and all this other bullshit. I did an entire episode on Jeffrey Epstein on my Fed Reacts channel. We brought Ryan Dawson on. We talked about the fucking list way before it got exposed of who was on his client list.
Conspiracy.
That's on fucking Rumble. It's not on YouTube. We have to take that shit off. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Nothing.
Seriously.
Okay, listen,
single point that you brought up, we've been able to refute. We've covered everything you've talked about, even though it's not necessarily that significant. Who gives a fuck about Hollywood secret societies? But we still covered it anyway. On top of the credit
who
and everything else, you're another fucking hater that knows 10% of the real information, and then you go ahead and make a blanket statement, and you don't know what the fuck is going on, bro. This is why I got to cook you dumbass niggas, because you guys literally are low IQ, a lot of you guys. You guys will make criticisms on shit that isn't true that we've probably already covered. Talking about pedophilia shit. We talked about the biggest pedophile. Everyone else thought it was cool. We covered Jeffrey Epstein months ago, motherfucker. What are you talking about? Way before the client came out.
Hold on, wait. Let me please respond to that. You're addressing mainstream.
W Discord, L Reddit.
What do you got to say? What do you got to say, bro? What do you got to say?
Okay, listen. What I have to say is that you guys are addressing shit that's like so mainstream. Like, you can find that anywhere. You guys are addressing hidden information that no one talks about.
Ryan Dawson is banned on every single fucking platform on the internet. What the fuck are you talking about, fucking retard?
Toucan.
This is why I hate fucking idiots like you.
That's literally a political streamer.
Ryan Dawson is banned off everything. We literally had to do all of his streams on Rumble, you fuck. You're an idiot. The amount of risk that this channel took to bring this content on, and your dumbass gonna sit here and say, y'all to cover from the mainstream.
Y'all really do mainstream topics at 9/11. Like, bro, everyone knows about the
9/11. No, shut the fuck up and listen, because I hate
motherfuckers.
Everyone
knows about that.
He's taking an enormous amount of risk. Bringing guys on like him, bringing guys on like Nick Smith.
You guys don't address serious stuff that's happening in the world. All your content is literally drying up, bro. I'm just being honest. I fuck with you guys. I watch you guys all the time. Your content is drying up. I watch you guys all the time.
Our views have went up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Literally.
Our views have went up since you've been talking all this shit.
Right now.
Here's another thing I want to tell you, too. Let me, because this is why a lot of you motherfuckers are unappreciated.
Let me talk about
that. No. You've made your points, and I've been able to refute every single one. You want to sit here and say that we brought in mainstream information?
Well, no, you haven't.
Ryan Dawson,
there's so many
Ryan
stuff
Dawson
that you missed that I said.
Is banned. Shut up. Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. Ryan Dawson is banned off every single fucking platform we brought him on here. Nick Fuentes is banned everywhere. Absolutely blacklisted. We brought him on here. We brought Tommy Sotomayor in here. Banned everywhere. We brought him on here. You want to talk about we bring in mainstream narratives, etc.? We brought the original guy that had the fucking Epstein client list way before everyone else that everyone's been copying. Everyone that talks about Epstein list saw that shit from Ryan Dawson. We had him on here fucking first, and he exposed the list, and it's only on Rumble. We couldn't even keep that shit up on YouTube. We covered a 5-part 9/11 series. What the fuck are you talking about that we do mainstream? We brought on some of the most underground people that have gotten us fucking almost canceled.
Yeah.
Because we take that amount of risk on this channel. You out here saying that we do fucking mainstream shit. Fuck you, man.
Bro,
for real.
You don't fucking know the shit that we have to go through to bring some of these niggas on this fucking show and take the risk that other podcasts would never fucking do.
We lost deals, money, friendships.
Let me
give you all the fucking truth. You want to sit here and say that we only do mainstream?
Is 9/11
fuck you, well, man.
Is 9/11 a mainstream topic, or is it hidden information?
Yeah,
let me ask
man,
you.
Fuck that, man. Fuck
you
guys, man.
You can't answer that.
That's
23 years ago when you're talking about it now.
You Reddit fucking hater niggas, man. I'm cooking your dumb ass on behalf of the fucking team because y'all niggas sit there and make it criticism. You only know 10% of the information. Every single point that you said, I've been able to refute.
Nigga, what's this talking about, niggas, man? The whole argument was that Fresh's videos were actually fake, which that he addressed, which I didn't know. And about the streamers that you bring on, notice how your best streams are with people that are bigger, like Neon, Zach Doherty, all of those people. Whenever you guys bring big streamers, people actually like it more. But you guys rarely do that.
Hold on. Now you're saying we don't bring them on enough. Which one is it? First it was you don't bring on nobody big.
Oh,
but no, hold on. You bring on mainstream people, but you don't bring on the background
conspiracy.
Stuff. Oh, no, we brought Ryan Dawson on and Nick Fuentes. Oh, no. You.
It's not mainstream people. It's mainstream topics is what I'm saying.
Bro, we're not InfoWars, bro. We're Fresh and Fit. What the fuck's wrong with you, bro? We're not InfoWars. What the fuck? Go somewhere else.
Bro, why is this on the
line? You guys have no knowledge.
No, bro. No. The thing is this. You literally, every single criticism that you brought up, we were able to refute it. Every single one. First,
bro,
it's the prank.
Bro, you guys can bring people like David Icke on your show.
Who?
Like stuff, people that are on undercover that are banned everywhere. Like, look, listen, Nick Fuentes, that was a good stream. That was one of your best streams, if I'm going to be honest. That was one of your best streams. I actually learned a lot from that stream. But you guys don't do it enough. So,
yo, can we end this call?
Bro, like, yo, honestly, dude, like, it's hilarious how everything that you say, I refute it, and then you say, oh, well, you know what? Nah, you actually do it, but you don't do it enough.
I said that. The only thing I agreed with you is that a few things. The only thing I agreed with you is that Fresh, his videos were fake, but he said at the start, I didn't know, right? And that's the only thing I see. I'll be honest. That's the only thing. Everything else, you guys never have won this whole argument, bro.
There is no argument, bro. We don't bring big streamers on. Then I told you we brought big streamers on, and now you're saying we don't bring
them
on enough.
Bro, you rarely bring them.
Who hurt you, caller?
What'd you say? You want us to bring Neon every day? Is that what you want?
I never said Neon. You guys can look at different streamers. Like David Icke is one of them. You guys can go into a different diversity.
You just said he was underground. Now you're saying
other streamers. You guys can look for new streamers. Bro,
try
you
again.
Brought Saint on like 10 times, bro. You brought the same person on like 15 or 20 times.
He's been on two
like,
times, maybe three.
Y'all could have just made a whole stream dedicated towards him. We got to keep bringing him on. Like, he's useless.
Listen, bro. Your arguments are nonsensical.
Every single argument you made.
Michael starts seeing 20 times. Like, you guys just bring the same people.
Yeah, he
has to win for
niggas.
That's boring,
man.
Bro,
boring.
You
realize that the chat
doesn't revolve around you. You understand that, right?
Okay, look, that's done. But I have something to say for Fresh, bro. Fresh, I don't know if you actually know how to talk or like if you actually went to like school. But bro, every time you talk, it's like there's a full stop. Like it's like you're reading a page of words. Just after every sentence, there's a period, my nigga. Like, do you know how to actually talk, bro? Like, this is embarrassing.
Bro,
you're like,
you don't know how to bro, talk.
In your
30s,
you have your own podcast. You don't even know how to talk, bro.
Because during the course of this conversation, you've made a bunch of bullshit accusations that I disproved, and you're incorrect about everything, bro.
You actually didn't.
If you got bodied, bro.
Playback.
You literally look like a fucking moron right now. Every single thing that you've made, every claim that you've made, we've disproved. Oh, y'all don't talk about Hollywood enough. We brought Michael Blackson, and he went into detail about the actor strikes and into the comedy industry, how it really works.
Bro, you don't bring enough underground people.
We brought Ryan Dawson on and Nick Fuentes, who are both fans of the fucking map. Oh, no, you don't bring enough of these streamers enough
better,
often. Like, bro, all you do is
try
and complain, and we've absolutely addressed everything that you've mentioned in your incorrect claim you made. Every single one.
I'm going to shut down Reddit right now. I made a post on L Reddit, come better, man, with some poop face emojis. Niggas saying, Niggas are doing bad. Listen, by the way.
That's literally why your YouTube channel has been the same for so long. It's never
literally
growing.
I know.
It's never
literally
growing.
Why you guys are...
Anyhow, the point is, bro, you suck, bro. Bad points.
Listen, all right,
man.
What do you say? Our channel isn't growing? That's your argument?
Yes, your channel has been the same for so long. It's not growing.
It is growing.
It is growing, my friend.
Remember, we're on Rumble.
And keep in mind, we're growing and we're getting our audience.
Peak,
this actually
Preston
matters.
Peak,
Rumble matters, bro. YouTube is okay, cool. Rumble matters,
not,
bro.
Not,
so,
not YouTube alone. Preston Fit is at its peak as a whole.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're playing in your basement right now. Your mom is in my basement talking shit, man. Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, you're watching us, bro.
I'm in my basement.
You sound like a fucking moron, man. Oh, look, fresh fitness,
bro,
man.
Chris,
come on, Chris, head points. Let me know, man. You sound like an emotional bitch.
Chris,
you have no girl. You're
Chris,
outside
how'd you, Chris,
right
how'd you
right
let
now.
Yourself go skinny from last year, and now you're like 300 pounds?
Right,
how'd you
now
let that happen, bro?
I'm not living with you right now. You know, I listen to you
bro,
talk.
Look,
shut the fuck
up.
Bro, how
are
you going to call it fresh and fit, but five of you niggas are fat? There's no one. The only fit person on fresh and fit is Byron.
Nigga, fit this dick in your mouth. Shut the fuck up, man. All right? That's all I can say about
you. You're mad. I just exposed you guys. You're mad.
Damn, man.
That'd be Chris for that.
Chris, you were like skinny last year. I don't know what happened, though.
Hey.
Myron is literally giving you guys the advice about going to the gym.
Funny, you.
Does Myron not like care about you guys? Like, do you guys go to the gym and all of that, bro? You guys don't take care of yourself.
How you let niggas come in? You got nothing to say. That's why, niggas, you have 1 minute to call me.
You're a fat piece of shit,
bro. Niggas, all right? We got 20 minutes until the call is.
I don't like to call it.
Because Mo is here, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what's right now. Live right now, 19K. On both sides, basically, together. Who's doing that?
Yeah, bro. And he's saying we're not growing on YouTube. Bro, we're focused on Rumble, bro. I don't know what to tell you. We're focused on Rumble. Yeah, like I told you before, that's the home base. We're focused on building that up.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that we're splitting our audience. It's still growing at a crazy rate. Like, we literally split our audiences. Most YouTubers would never do this shit, but we do it. And we're still growing.
Bro,
so,
you guys,
want to say,
guys will never surpass.
Today, we had a conclusion. Reddit L. W.
Is there someone else from Reddit that could redeem that guy?
No, man. They're all L's, man.
No, not all.
No, bro.
Some of them come with some Val critiques.
Yeah, some of them.
He's just an idiot.
Oh,
but not all.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
He's just an idiot.
Some, I haven't heard one Val critique.
Bro, like, every single one of his critiques, like, bro, like, this nigga doesn't know. Like, what the hell?
I swear to you, they speak on topics that they know nothing about. Just to sound cool.
Because they might have just started watching us 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and then they come up with their criticisms, but they don't realize, like, we've already done that, or we addressed it, or we've already brought on a guest.
No matter what you say, will always come out with another comeback. Because they're just haters, which is fine.
And the nigga says we're not relevant, or no one watches y'all. Then why are you calling in then?
Why
are
you watching us?
Whack?
Why are you watching us then? Anyhow, Chris, you call it.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes. We got 4 more callers and a few chats to read.
Okay.
All right, 20 more minutes. So we'll be off the air by 15
minutes,
man.
Right now it's 9:40. That caller took up some time.
All right, who's up next?
This one donated $125 on Streamlabs.
Shout out to you, bro.
6721, you're up. 6721, you're up.
What's up, caller?
Hey, guys.
Hear
you. Oh, what up?
We can hear you, bro.
Yo, salam alaikum. What's up, man? What's up, Fresh? How you, man?
Alaikum salam.
Okay,
walaikum salam. Habibi!
Yo, the guy before me, what the fuck was this shit about, man?
We don't know.
Told me he's fucking watching and talking all this shit. But hey, listen, I just had a question for you guys, man. I came across y'all shit randomly. Really enjoy the content. You guys gave out some truth, especially about the whole nature of men and women. I fucks with that very hard. I wanted to just, this is my first time doing this. I just wanted to ask you guys, you know how you guys bring in perspectives from like different walks of life, like just like before this caller y'all was mentioning about y'all brought neons, y'all brought this guy, that guy, all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever thought about bringing in like some religious like scholars and figures of that nature?
Stay tuned.
Later this month. Okay.
It's coming.
Just stay tuned.
Okay, okay. And then also, man, I can, if you guys ever need, I'm very well connected with the industry. My brand is called Royal Exclusive. People like Drake, Tory Lanez, Free Him, Pusha T, a lot of Lil Baby. So if you guys ever need any type of guest, anything, let me know, man. I'll be more than honored to set the plays up for you guys.
All right. Thanks,
cool,
man.
Appreciate that, bro.
I get some more figures for you guys. Really appreciate you guys. And amongst all these different religious point of views that you guys might bring in, please, for sure, look into monotheism, actual monotheism, and try to bring somebody from there. I think it'll go hand in hand with everything you guys are saying. And I really want from the truth to be put out there how monotheism, the religion, and before I say,
hey, bro, the audio on your phone is really bad, man. So we're just gonna cut the call there.
Are you driving?
Thank you for calling. Yeah, it's really bad. He might be using like a Bluetooth or something. All right, man.
Sorry, I was
connected.
All right, bye. Yeah, he's probably using like a Bluetooth and on the road or something like that.
Yeah.
It always sounds terrible. Who's up next?
This person donated like 6 times between Streamlabs and Rumble.
All right, shout out to you, bro.
I think like, and it's like 60 something total.
Okay.
So 5573, you're up. 5573, you're up.
What's up, caller?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
Hit us with your question quick because we're pressed for time.
For sure, for sure. Yo, so, yeah, mine is for Myron. So, Myron, I got a question for you, bro. Like, first off, let me just get this out the way. I respect y'all. Respect what y'all do. Respect y'all show. Love y'all content. But I got to say this, though, bro. I got to say this. Myron, what was his name? Jack? Jack or something like that. He was with his girlfriend on your show.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm getting ready to get to. You offered to put on the gloves to go toe-to-toe with him in front of his girl. And I got a huge issue with that, bro. The reason why is because, first off, he's a guest on your show. That's one. Number two, if you was in his position, you know good and well you would defend your girl the same way. You would have been like, damn, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You would have spoke up for your girl because it's your girl, right? And then on top of that, bro, like, I felt like you was being a bully, bro, because here's the thing. I've seen you in situations, right, because I watch y'all show. You're getting ready to realize it because I'm getting ready to talk about some past situations, right? So Walker was on your show talking real spicy to you when you was interviewing him, and you did not come at him with that energy. When old boy kicked in your door, the first thing you did was went and got a gat or whatever to protect yourself. You didn't offer him to put on the gloves. But why you do that to Lil Jack in front of his girl, bro, and then make his girl cry, bro? You was just on some bully shit, bro. And you know, like, to me, bro, like, I don't know if your homies talked to you about that or tried to check you about that, bro, but you was wrong, bro. Like, I'm going to be real with you, bro, because I fuck with y'all. Like, straight up, I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I consume the content, bro, but I felt like you was being a bully, bro. That's wrong, and that was wrong.
All right, so number one, I told Jack, yo, control your girl, because she started getting offended because someone made a claim about what gender one of the chicks were, yeah, right? So I said, yo, control your girl, control your girl. Obviously didn't do it, so it's like, hey, it is what it is. Now, am I seriously going to get in a ring and fight Jack Doherty, man? Probably not. I'm just fucking with the guy. It ain't that serious, bro. You're really looking into that shit way too much. I said, oh, yeah, you want to put the gloves on? Ha, ha, ha. It was a joke, bro. It's not that serious.
Well, maybe I was looking into it, but I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was in the same situation as him.
Can I finish my point?
Go ahead, bro.
The fuck,
God damn, man. Like, yo, I let you talk and give your points. Let me fucking.
My bad. I'm listening. Go ahead, bro.
So number one, she started crying because there was a claim made against one of the girls that they weren't like, you know, a female, whatever the fuck it may be. And she started being all sensitive about it. And I was like, yo, Jack, control your girl, blah, blah, blah. He ain't do it. But I was like, hey, you know, and then I got up and I walked away and then he said some shit about, oh, I'll hit Myron or some shit like
some
that.
Some slick shit.
Yeah, he said some shit about he'll beat me up.
And also,
and then I respond, jokingly, of course, hey, you want to put the gloves on? Because he was the one that started and insinuated physical confrontation. So that's number one. Number two, you mentioned that this dude kicked the door in, et cetera. I don't know if you remember this, bro, but he had another guy there, okay? It was two of them. You're fucking stupid if you think I'm going to walk out there and fight two niggas that broke into my house while I'm in the middle of a fucking show. You must be a low IQ fucking retard. What?
It was two. It was like three of y'all. You had Fresh with you. You had Chris with you.
Nigga, I'm not going to bring them in. That's my situation. I didn't expect them to do anything because, yo, Fresh is not a fighter, and it's my situation. He broke in calling me out with his guy. That's my problem. I'm not going to fucking put that on other people. So
okay,
I dealt
then
with
why
it.
You ain't call him out for the one-on-one then? I didn't see you say, hey, let's go toe-to-toe. We can handle this one-on-one.
Let me ask you something, bro. Let me ask you something. Let's use your stupid-ass logic. Let's say someone breaks into your fucking house while you're working. You going to go and tell that nigga, oh, yeah. I know you broke in and you're here with another guy and you liked the security and got upstairs. But you know what, bro? Let's shoot a fair one. Would you do that?
You don't know what he has.
Bro, first off, Fresh, I heard him talking to you. He was cool with you, Fresh.
No. You're going to answer the fucking question. Someone breaks into your house while you're fucking working and you're responsible for 10 fucking people there, their safety. What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to sit there and say, oh, let's shoot the fair when he brought another nigga there and you don't know what weapons they have and who's out there?
I would have handed Fresh the pistol and I would have been like, we could shoot a one-on-one and that's it. That's where I come from. That's the culture I come from.
No, bro, you're an idiot. I am not scared.
I am not scared to squabble. And if somebody disrespect me, we going to squabble.
Okay. See, this is why you're a fucking aloof moron. I don't know who the fuck this guy is that he brought. There's two
he
of them.
He was cool
on top
with Fresh. He was saying, Fresh, you cool. I respect you. I heard him. Everybody heard him.
No. You're missing the point, bro.
There was another nigga with him.
There's another guy in the hallway, big as fuck. We don't know what
Fresh,
he has on him.
He,
I don't
he
know.
Wanted issues
bro.
With you, bro. He would have let what? You know that there was smoke. He did not
this
want any
cool.
issues
yo,
with you
yo,
at
yo,
all,
yo,
Fresh.
Yo. This isn't about Fresh. This is my fucking problem, so I'm addressing it, number one. Number two, like I said before, I'm doing a show. I'm caught off guard. He breaks fucking in. I'm not over here thinking like, you know what? This is a fantastic opportunity for a one-on-one. No. I'm like, yo, there's two individuals. I don't know who else is on the other side of that door. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he came with, but I know that there's two of them, and I'm by myself. So am I going to go out there and say, let's shoot the fair one when I don't know if they have weapons. I don't know who else is behind that door. I don't know who he brought with him. Are you fucking stupid? No, I'm going to equalize, go grab my Glock 17 and send that motherfucker to hell. So this is how I do things, okay? Because at the end of the day, there's no real fair fights. Someone breaks into your house, you're telling me you're going to sit there and tell the burglar or the person that broke in, hey, man, let's shoot the fair one, bro.
Idiot.
Myron, I'm gonna be real with you, bro. You pick and choose your fight, bro. You pick and choose your fight. You don't go in with two unknown individuals. He was talking real spicy to you the entire interview. You could play that shit back. Anybody could play that shit back. He was talking real spicy, cutting you off while you was talking. He really made you sound real, like real hoes. I'm like, yo, Myron, this ain't the Myron. I know. Myron, turn up on this.
I disagreed with him.
He was talking real spicy, bro. And you did not offer him the gloves. You didn't check him like you be checking them girls, bro.
I can tell you're a hood nigga, bro.
Yo.
With low IQ.
Look, man. This is what I'm trying to say.
First off, Fresh, you got my number, bro. We can link up, bro. If you talking crazy like that, don't disrespect me, bro.
You're calling it one time, and you're making accusations, man. Yo, this is what I'm going to tell you. Number one, someone breaks into your house, two niggas, I don't know who they are. I don't know if they got weapons or whatever. You're damn fucking right. I'm going to go get my gun. I think anyone with a reasonable mindset that needs to protect their home, their castle, and the people that are there that they're fucking responsible for would have acted the same way. That's number one. Number two, okay? Oh, and also, you don't know this, but there was a bunch of shit that led up to him doing that. So I'm not going to sit here and run the fair one with a nigga like that. It's time for him to die if he steps in. That's how I looked at it. It's life or fucking death. I'm not here to play fair and have a fair one, all sorts of bullshit. You break into my house, you're going to die. All right? That's number one. Number two, you're talking about Waka Flocka, blah, blah, blah. We had a very respectful conversation on the first podcast. And then on the second one, we had the girls in here. We debated on a bunch of things and we disagreed. I stood 10 toes down on my fucking opinions. There was nothing there that you're trying to insinuate where he made me look like a bitch. You're fucking lying. Facts. That's number two.
Bro,
you know what
I said on the first podcast where you interviewed him, he was cutting you off in your conversation. Bro, come on, bro. But I watched y'all's show.
What are you talking about?
Bro, play the show back. Play the show back. You don't watch the show, bro. If you want to make it seem like that way to your audience or whatever, like he didn't fuck you on that show. He was talking real spicy. He was correcting you.
Yes, he was.
Same mental gymnastics you be playing with them girls. You did not play that shit. You know who to play that shit with. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nigga, let me tell you something, bro. I fear no fucking man, all right? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about or who the fuck you think you are.
Then act like it and stop bullying little boys. That shit ain't cool.
That's not bullying anybody. And it was a fucking joke because he was the one that made it about physical confrontation.
Exactly.
Fucking dumbass. And I already addressed that
bro,
shit.
Bro, you going to make his girl cry, bro, in front of him? What you think he's going to do?
Fuck her, man.
What you think he going to say?
Fuck that bitch, bro.
Nigga, I didn't make her cry. I just told the truth. I can't force her to cry. What are you talking about? Make her cry. All I said is like, hey, it's questionable about this person's gender. There's two genders.
And
that's what I said. She cried because I said there's two genders. You gonna get mad at me
right?
for stating a fact?
Caller's all calling right,
so,
about.
So I got a question for you, Myron. So if somebody makes your girl cry in front of you, what you gonna do?
Well, here's the thing. If my girl's crying off of someone saying a fact that there's two genders,
too bad.
Then I'm gonna tell her, hey, he's right.
This nigga, so you're not gonna defend your girl. You're not gonna be like, hey, bro, chill or whatever. You're not gonna speak up. You're not gonna say nothing to the opposition.
Bro,
you're not gonna say
number
anything.
One, I want to wipe up a girl that cries about somebody saying that there's two genders.
Bro, it's
that's
a woman,
one.
Bro.
That's
what women
matter.
Do.
A fact
not
is a
men.
Fact.
I don't expect a woman to act like a man. What?
I can't control her emotions, bro. That's on her. She's an adult. She can have OnlyFans, but she can't control her emotions. Shut the fuck up, nigga. She can show her a butthole on the internet, but she can't control her emotions? Come on, man. She's an adult.
Bro, you know you was bullying that little boy, man.
Bro.
Yo, and call it, Jack does bully people in public, too, by the way.
Facts. He's a known bully.
Yeah, and his security guard.
And uses
you know.
His age and looks
all
against
I'm
you.
Is, all I'm going to say is I've seen Myron in
bro.
Situations where it was with different dudes, and he didn't have that same energy of offering people gloves. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, ooh. Like Allende that broke in? Is that what you're talking about? There's no gloves
bro,
for that. You
he broke in.
That.
He broke in to fight. I
no,
saw him
no,
talking
no,
to press.
No,
when
no,
once
no,
I seen him talking
no,
to press, I'm
he
like,
broke
oh, okay,
in
he's
to
here to fight.
No. Dabble. No, he
is
broke
he
in
too?
With another dude to hurt somebody. That's what it was. So
yeah,
bro, you don't
hurt Myron.
You don't know what
he
passed. Well, he did that.
He didn't run to go grab the gloves. He went and grabbed the gloves.
You're retarded, bro.
Let me tell you something. See, this is how much of a fucking idiot you are.
You don't know what's going on.
You don't know that he had tried to attack Fresh while he was at Starbucks.
Yep.
You don't know that he had called me several times and said, "I'm gonna fuck you up when I see you. I'm gonna hurt you." Blah blah blah.
Yep.
You don't know that he was sending me a bunch of stupid ass text messages, talking shit, etc. Do you think
why you ain't fight him then?
And then he breaks it.
You could have ended it then if you would have fought him early.
For 2 seconds because you don't know everything that led up to it, okay? I didn't just go grab that Glock because I'm like, okay, let me see what I'm going to do here. I'm going to avoid a one-on-one confrontation. No, there was a multitude of events that led up to that situation that made me say, okay, I need to end this for good. If you step in here, you're going to die. And he knew that shit.
Yep.
Okay?
He stepped in.
And he knew that shit. So that's why he didn't go inside. Because my thing is this. I ain't going to start it, but I'm going to fucking finish it. And when I finish it, it's with a big-ass period. All right? You break into my fucking house. This is Florida. Castle Doctrine, there's a bunch of people here. And you brought a random nigga. I don't know if he has a weapon or whatever. I'm going to finish this shit. And that's why he didn't fucking step inside. So fuck you for not understanding how to defend yourself properly when there's more than one fucking assailant. Someone breaks into your house, you're not going to sit there and say, oh, let's go
bro,
ahead and run the
he wasn't an assailant,
food.
Bro. He just wanted to fade, bro. Run your
advantage. Hood niggas like you are fucking retarded. You probably can't get a gun legally. That's why you're saying this dumb shit. You fucking moron. You're not going to sit here and fight someone
bro,
one-on-one.
You can say whatever you want, but you know just as well as I know you ain't shit but a bully.
You are fucking. You're an idiot, bro. You're a whole fucking L, bro. You over here sipping over a bitch that don't even know you exist, nigga. You're over here talking about situations that you don't even know. You don't know the beef and all the other shit that led to it that made me say I'm going to go get this Glock and end this shit for real because he had attacked my fucking partner.
Yeah.
He had threatened to fucking hurt me.
Yeah.
He threatened to hurt our people. So I say, you know what? Fuck, you come in here, you're going to die. I'm going to end this shit for real. And he brought another random nigga. Fuck out of here, man. I don't fair fight. There's no fair fights when it's beef like that.
That's true.
There's no fucking fair fights. And then you know what? Another funny story for y'all niggas. He ran up on me again at a Burger King. You know what I did? I turned around, grabbed my fucking Glock. I told him, you're going to fucking die if you come near me. And he fucking left. That's how you deal with people like that. I'm not going to start no problem, but I will fucking finish it. And if any of you motherfuckers are ever see me out in person, you try me like that, I'm going to do the same shit to you too. I don't play fucking fair. Some of you motherfuckers need to get shot if you do some dumb shit. You try to attack me. I will defend myself, and I will use lethal force if I have to. I'm not fucking scared. All right? That's how I do it.
There you go.
If I want to box a nigga, that's one thing. But if you come at me on some shit like that where there was a history there, no, I'm going to end it for real.
There you go.
Fucking bitch-ass nigga, man, over here talking all this shit. Don't even know the fucking facts and everything else that went into it. Someone break into your house, you're going to sit there. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and run the first one, bro. Yeah, let's go ahead. The fuck is wrong with you, idiot? Sometimes there's beef that no boxing match can solve.
Okay, I think we have to end the show. Do we have any 50 bucks and up super chats, Bill?
What an idiot, bro. This is why niggas give information without all the facts. You look stupid.
Bro, what the fuck? Like, this guy's an idiot.
Nigga said, oh, I got your number. Nigga, call me. We in Miami. I know the Zos,
bro.
We good, bro.
Oh, you know this idiot?
No, I know the Zos. I don't know who about it.
Yeah, I know.
The point is, though, it's fine. Because at the end of the day, he wasn't there. He don't know what's going on. He's talking shit.
Incredible, bro. Incredible.
Fair one, bro.
I can't believe people still bring that shit up.
No.
All right, so those chats.
Like, what the? And for anybody out there, just giving you guys a little bit of tactical advice. If someone breaks in your house and there's two of them, please don't sit there and say, let's go do a one-on-one fight. This guy's a fucking idiot.
Common sense of logic.
Because if someone breaks into your house, they're on some different type of timing, bro. There's no one-on-one fair fights with that. That's ridiculous that he even tried to insinuate that shit.
Yeah, bro.
All right, chat. We'll read the rest of the Streamlab chats and next show with the ladies. But instead, we're going to read Castle Club right now.
Okay. Question for Fresh and Myron. Would video editing be a good skill to learn? Because I've never really heard you guys talk about it, but it's something I would like to get into. Of course, bro. I mean, you can offer it to any content creator out there. That's a very good skill to learn. Galvanite says, what's up, FNF? Not a hater. Just want to show some love. Hope we did one already. Started a handyman business, doubled my income in 1 year. I'm slowly building my real estate portfolio. Keeping with God's work. Fuck the haters. We got him, right?
I don't think he did.
No? Keeping it real. Myron is black. However, he's not a Negro. It's another group of blacks. Same as Obama or Harris. They're different tribes, race, class, just groups of different tribes that look the same together. The niggas black, bro. What's wrong with you niggas, bro?
It's whatever.
Light skin, dark skin. Y'all niggas weird. Yes, he says, your statue was born in 01. I'm assuming 18 to 23-year-old men are the most emotional niggas I've ever heard respond badly to fair critique and facts. Like, the 90s seem to be the last generation that has the most integrity of men. What do y'all think? Facts, bro. Real facts. TikTok make niggas emotional. Yes, he says, we won't make a page yet. Usher R. Kelly, most should know.
Same girl.
Same girl.
I don't know why, though.
Aurelian says, Chris, you get a huge fucking W for slaying that motherfucker. I can't wait to see what heat you bring tonight for these 04s. Question, though. You staying away from that Henny still? How's the boxing going? I am going to hit on you today, bro.
Yeah, the Henny, you know, I shot a two, so I broke it 2 weeks over, whatever is what it is.
At least you're being honest.
But, you know, I did box yesterday, so shout out to my my trainer. So,
hey, W. Chris, man. Came in with the fire. IRL2 says, yo, FNF, I've been a lurker for since 2020. I'm trying to connect with DJ Academics for a position that doesn't exist. This is the moonshot that you talk about. Who can I talk to for that shot?
I think well, my friend, full, man.
You did it wrong,
team.
Bro.
You have the full team, man.
You did it wrong, bro.
I really appreciate the value, WFNF, WTate, 2641. Oh, that's from before. WFNF, I'm working 80 hours a week, grinding daily in the gym, and started a PT business on the side. My girlfriend is submissive, but only when I give her all the time I have left. Otherwise, naggy as fuck. What should I do? Let her know that she needs to fix her attitude or she's going to be single, my friend. It's very simple. You don't negotiate.
If she can't understand your work ethic to make you guys better, then she got to go.
Yeah. I met this Asian doll because of y'all never heard of her music guaranteed. It's all about pussy and being a hoe. It is, actually.
Facts.
Do y'all have a UK number? Want to call in? We do, but yeah.
He put his number in.
Yeah.
Mind bringing all the cash, but we know the perfect white hood for that weak caller. Put the weak boy in the back on the bus. Okay.
What the fuck?
Valentini goes, I'm going to pay money before I keep searching myself and ask you guys directly. What's the name on the guest you had on a couple of times? Bring him on more often on After Hours, please. Bald, black guy, in suit, well-spoken.
Stay in the center. Okay, yeah.
Marquette.
My fucking head has been making 200K on a shitty year.
Been fucking bitches. Been that dude. But before y'all, I thought I was the only one who thought like y'all. Breath of fresh air. No, I'm not. Fuck. Shout out to you, bro. Last one here. Legend says, I'm finna go in on this nigga, Myron. End quote. Okay.
Well, I think that was him.
It's probably the guy that just called in.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, gents.
Okay. Up? All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Girl show coming up.
Bunch of fucking, addressed a bunch of hate there.
I don't want to hear no more bullshit about Reddit being on top. Reddit's down bad. Secondly, she's not an escort. Never was, that I know of. And thirdly, niggas didn't buy no fucking 30K bracelet.
I'm actually disappointed. I wish they had come with something better than that guy.
Yo.
No, they won't.
Next thing, talk about
that
Fresh.
That guy was bad, bro.
It better be true, motherfucker.
And here's the thing. I want to say this about the Reddit. Hmm. A lot of good criticism there. Some people that actually fuck with the show and give good criticisms.
Not really.
No, there are some. I'd be in there. I know y'all fucking hate it. But I'd be in there. But there are a lot of haters there, too. Like, there's legit, like, people just, like, fucking meat watch and hate and just, it's like, wow, really toxic. But, it is what it is. That's what's going to happen. I mean, this is what happens. This is what comes with, you know, having a large audience. You're going to have people that love you and then a lot of people that hate you. But, you know, I take the good and the bad and, you know, I take the good and just leave out the bad. And, you know, a lot of good criticisms in there and, you know, gave me some ideas and made me a little bit more creative. So I ain't going to be mad at it. But, you know, some of these people that called in, like this guy saying that you should go out there and fight someone one-on-one when there's two of them and they broke into your house and committing an act of felony is ridiculous and ludicrous. You know, saying that your chick is an escort when in reality, like, she's Miss Asia and people stole her pictures and clearly put her on her website. Like, I mean, this is not us out of the norm. People have made fake profiles of us and we're not even handsome like that. You know what I mean? What do you think they're going to do with a fucking pageant model winner? Of course they're going to steal her picture and put on a website to try to make money.
Make
and
finesse,
money. Bro. Like, girls do that shit. Like, there's so many people that take fake pictures, make a dating profile on that shit, and just use it to make money. So, anyway, it is what it is, guys. We'll be back with some lovely ladies. Chris, call it?
10:45.
Last word? Did we Discord?
Yeah.
I'll read it. There we go.
Yes,
there we go.
And the last chat here, Jose Perez goes, would give... What is they?
He says...
Yeah, my vision sucks.
Last one here.
Hold on. Sorry.
Coming up.
TV. Just went out
right now.
My bad.
Who
would give up? Oh, God damn it.
He says, in a nutshell.
Sorry, guys. Our screen just turned off. Who would give up the chance at getting a free body to shoot a fade? LMAO, I can't wait to catch a young black man breaking in my shit. I got a mag dump waiting. Oh, my God.
Bro. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, well, you mean
Surfite.
And then.
$100, Don DeMarco.
Hey guys, I want you to know you have saved the lives of older men too. I'm a 50-year-old healthcare professional, been hurt bad and stumbled upon you guys, and even at my age, you saved me and others. Thank you. How about interviewing Joe Francis? I don't know who that is.
Oh, one last thing. They said that I was scared because when Chris mentioned something to do with a girl with the wrong age, I said, "Oh wait, not because I was scared, it's because I want to be Frank Castle on Rumble, not on YouTube." So wait, Chris, don't do it now. But niggas said, oh, Fresh trying to hide something from the Asian girl. No. It was because I saw if you do a Rumble, it'd be better views anyway. But we already knew that she was laying of our age from the mods in the chat.
Yeah, so we
already knew from the show.
Yeah.
That's what it really was. So,
okay, gotcha.
There you go. Cool.
Yeah, we had like 18, 19,000 watching just now, but apparently we're not relevant.
Off.
Yeah, we fell off. No one watches on the daytime show. All right. Well, cool. Either way, guys, we love y'all. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back with some lovely
right
ladies
now.
Here in about 30 to 40 minutes. Peace.
Peace.